The O.J. Simpson book and TV interview deal, If I Did It, has been scrapped by Fox Parent News Corporation after howls of protest from all over.
It certainly goes to prove that the voices of the people can be heard. There was a unanimous recognition that this kind of programming, this kind of book, was just nothing more than the glorification of murder and doing it for money.
Fred Goldman, the father of Ron Goldman, who was killed along with Simpson's wife, Nicole. O.J. Simpson was acquitted, and the project detailed how he would have hypothetically carried out the crimes. Sister Kim Goldman wants to know how much money changed hands.
He may be in trouble a little bit now for what he's done, and we will take whatever legal steps we can to secure whatever monies are owed to the families.
He made us laugh on Seinfeld.
And Cosmo Kramer, the S-Man.
But there's no laughter now.
Wait a minute, he's not going to be.
Michael Richards' onstage racial rant aimed at a pair of African-American hecklers at an L.A. comedy club was caught on tape and widely seen on the Internet. Last night, on Late Night with David Letterman, the Seinfeld co-star apologized, insisting he isn't a racist and just lost his cool.
I took it badly and went into a rage. Said some pretty nasty things to some Afro-Americans. A lot of trash talk.
The question now, what happens to Richards' career? The owner of the Laugh Factory, where the incident occurred, says Richards will never be on the club bill again.
We do not back these ugly, hateful words.
One Hollywood publicist calls what happened a career ruiner. New crash test results. And there's not an American model to be found on an insurance industry list of the 13 safest vehicles. Here's CBS's John Harchi.
Four cars are among the top safety picks. Audi A6 and A4, Saab 9-3, and Subaru Legacy if equipped with electronic stability control, which is essential equipment to be a top pick. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety President Adrian Lund says otherwise good crash performers were excluded, like
the Ford 500 and the Ford Freestyle. They have good crash worthiness ratings, but they don't come with ESC.
Both minivans among the top picks are from Korea, Hyundai Entourage and Kia Sedona. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
It's a terrible morning in Huntsville, Alabama, where people are dealing with the loss of three high school girls killed when their school bus went off a highway overpass. Authorities aren't saying whether they'll charge a teenager who was driving a car that came close to or may have hit the bus. CBS's Donna Francovilla went to a service for the teens.
One by one, more than a dozen students who attended Lee High School called out their names, rose from church pews, and joined the pastor in front of the altar. The students linked arms and cried out in grief. Pastor T.C. Johnson of St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church prayed for strength and for healing.
But it's time like these that people's faith stretched and tested.
Donna Francovilla, CBS News, Huntsville, Alabama.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Mayor John Hickenlooper says the laptop computers where voters read are the least partially to blame for the long lines on election night.
When you came in and they logged onto the computer, just a laptop computer, and they put in your name and address and social security number, what it was supposed to give back was what precinct you lived in and what ballot you voted on. That process of just getting that information ran between 15 and 20 minutes all day long.
The mayor said even though the election commission is out of his authority, he wants to make sure this doesn't happen again. Littleton police identified the woman who was killed as she crossed Santa Fe as 45-year-old Vicki Mae Oak Grove. Sergeant Sean Dugan says Oak Grove was wearing dark clothing as she crossed the street early yesterday morning. The driver didn't see her.
She may have been walking slowly with the assistance of a cane and been wearing some type of a radio or iPod-type headset.
The driver has not been ticketed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Now, so far, we're off to a very good start. Really don't have a lot to be concerned with at all. In fact, no collisions, no major delays on our highways. You just want to keep in mind that North Spear ramp has been closed for good to southbound 25. They're building another ramp there for your drives downtown. Excellent conditions right now around Boulder. No problems on the turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high clouds and record warmth, 74 degrees for the high. Right now, mostly cloudy and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're looking for a dessert idea the whole family will love, check out Colossal Pies and Cakes at King Soopers. You'll find a great variety of decadent choices, including Colossal Chocolate Cake, Pumpkin Pie, Caramel Apple Pie, and more. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Congratulations, everybody. There is going to be actual oversight where there used to just be overlook. No more of that crap.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, he can go full speed ahead as long as he wants to, this president, but we are the brakes. That's what we are now.
Hooray, I'm glad we've made some progress.
We're the freaking brakes on that runaway train. And rummy, collateral damage.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This radio network. Syria and Iraq are now talking directly for the first time in 24 years. Baghdad and Damascus have restored diplomatic relations. Iran wants to hold a regional summit meeting on Iraq this coming weekend. The U.S. not invited. And the sectarian violence inside Iraq continues unabated. How badly broken is the situation there? As columnist Tom Friedman of the New York Times told Katie Couric last night,
Iraq is so broken that it can't even have a proper civil war. It's so broken. You know, to have a proper civil war, you need two sides, basically. There are now 15 sides there.
More after this.
It's time for a thorough checkup of your Medicare coverage.
How do I do that?
Review your current health and prescription plans.
Check.
If you're satisfied, don't do anything. But there may be plans that better meet your needs.
Checkorama.
Get help in a Medicare event in your community at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Checkorino.
Open enrollment ends December 31st. Sign up quickly if you want to make a change to avoid any inconvenience at the pharmacy in January.
Checkity check check.
All right.
Too much?
Make the most of your Medicare, paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you stressed about the holidays? Your holiday hassles will melt away when you're relaxing in your very own hot tub. The Jacuzzi annual clearance sale is going on right now through December 31st. You can enjoy great savings on your favorite Jacuzzi hot tub. Special financing is available with no payments and deferred interest until 2008. See your dealer for details. This event only happens once a year, so hurry. Sale ends December 31st. Make that list, check it twice, and add a Jacuzzi for someone special. Go to Jacuzzi.com to find your local Jacuzzi hot tubs dealer.
United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan at a news conference in Geneva today said he recently asked the presidents of both Syria and Iran to use their influence to help de-escalate the violence in Iraq. Annan said the United States is caught between pressure to withdraw our troops from Iraq and calls to stabilize the situation before leaving. In a way, said the Secretary General, the United States is trapped in Iraq. It cannot stay and it cannot leave. But we've got to do one or the other, says Tom Friedman. Either get out of there in the next 10 weeks or stay there for another 10 years.
That is, either we are going to conclude that this thing is so broken and therefore we're just going to have to get out, or we're going to say this thing is so broken we basically have to start over. And that is a 10-year project. Because the idea that there's some kind of middle ground where we kind of stand up the Iraqi army and then we kind of quietly leave, I think that's an illusion.
If the United States does pull out, it will create a power vacuum which Syria and Iran will waste no time filling. Syria already making nice with the Baghdad government today. As far as Iran is concerned, says Friedman,
I think the Iranians may have gotten the message that there is a growing movement in this country just to pull out of Iraq. And if that happens, Iran will become the de facto winner of Iraq.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Ace One Day Sale happening this Friday only, November 24th, at your neighborhood Ace stores. You'll find great gift ideas like a portable DVD player for just $69.99 or an RCA MP3 player for $99.99. Plus, a 30-foot straight-line laser level is just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Doors open at 7 a.m., so shop early at the Ace One Day Sale going on this Friday. Quantities limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
The Osgood File, November 21st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Right.
610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 71. Get it on podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. It's good to have you along as we start to creep more towards Thanksgiving now. And as a matter of fact, John Turk will not be here tomorrow, the producer of the show.
I'm going to Primus tonight, baby.
Yeah, good for you. That's good. I saw that they were appearing over there on Colfax. And also, it's your...
my son Tyson's birthday tomorrow.
His birthday tomorrow. So you're going to spend the day with him.
Going to go see Happy Feet, the movie. I guess it's the number one movie out there.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Yeah, about the penguins.
Yep.
Right. That sounds like a good thing to go do.
Yeah, we're going to take him and a few of the cousins and go do that, and then take him to the pool tomorrow night, one of the rec centers in Highlands Ranch. And so it'll be a lot of fun.
Did you get him something good for his birthday?
He's really into that Cars movie thing, and it came out a couple weeks ago, so we bought him the Cars movie. He's into trains and stuff like that, so we added a couple things to his little train collection, and he wants a bike, but we're going to hold off on that for Christmas.
Oh, sounds like a good deal. All right. And then I'm not, none of us are here on Thursday, I don't think. Thanksgiving Day, we're not here. And then I'm not here on Friday, and I'm taking Friday off and won't be back until Monday, and Aaron Hart will be here to fill in for me. In studios, so she'll be in Denver to do that. This morning, coming up at 6:20, we're going to talk to Mother Jones's Brian Palmer, who in his latest article, Lost in Translation, writes about the challenges of training GIs to avoid insulting and shooting Iraqi civilians. The article is about his monitoring of a cultural training session for Marines on their way to Iraq. And the kicker in the article is this quote, which he heard two different instructors repeat. Over the last 12 months or so, we've killed about 1,000 Iraqis at blocking positions and checkpoints, about 60. We could demonstrate that, yeah, he was a bad guy. He was an insurgent. So we'll talk to him about that. Then coming up at 7 o'clock, somebody who's no stranger to this show, Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner is going to come back on. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in Iran. I'm going to talk to him about Iraqi President Talabani flying to Iran this weekend for talks with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and possibly that President Bashar al-Assad of Syria may be involved too. Sam Gardner is the one who first told us, and as far as I know, we were the first station to start. This is the first show to start circulating the story about how the United States had military options when it came to Iran. We'll ask him where that is, and we'll also ask him his feelings in light of the quotes by Dick Cheney in the Seymour Hersh article in The New Yorker, which Dick Cheney more or less says, well, listen, no matter what happens in the November election, we're still going to do what we want to do, and we do have those options on the table to attack Iran. Now, we'll ask the colonel whether those options, when he talks about those options to attack Iran, we'll ask him if that's an option that, you know, publicly the United States has to keep out there on the table, or if these guys would really like to go in there. And Gardner indicated last time that he thought that they'd really like to go in there. So we'll see what he has to say this time about it. We'll also get into the whole Kramer situation and the rant by Michael Richards, comedian Michael Richards. We have the rant on tape. We've also got his apology last night on David Letterman. We'll play you a little bit of that, and you can make up your own mind as to whether this guy's career is dead or not. Of course, the good news this morning is the O.J. Simpson book thing got killed, and so did the television project. Way to go. Somebody sent me an email saying, well, why didn't you give out Fox 31's phone number yesterday? Why wouldn't you do that? And why didn't you, you know, we all need to get involved, but why didn't you give out the phone number? And I let a listener give it out, and I sent them email via their website, and I don't know. There's a part of me that says, yeah, okay, when stuff like this comes along, you give out somebody's number, all right, but then the other side of me yesterday thought, boy, you know, the poor woman who's working there at Fox, now, it's not her decision whether to run this thing or not. She comes into work. She's the receptionist. And if you want to call up and say, oh, Jay, listen, you know, you're too soft, whatever, she's the receptionist, and all of a sudden, all these phone calls. And I thought, I can't do it. And if you think I was wrong in having that feeling, it's okay. You can go ahead and say I was wrong. This is an ongoing and current debate that I have, not only with Mary, but also with my other friends, about how I'm not the old Jay Marvin, who used to call people brainstems, hang up on them, and become was extremely hostile on the air. And people are always saying to me, "Oh, you know, we long for the old days of the old Jay Marvin." But I'm not sure that the old Jay Marvin is there anymore. I'm not sure I could get on and do that. And when I make people's lives miserable, even callers sometimes, when I get passionate and appear to get crossways with them, I always walk away feeling bad about it. So, anyway, 6:16, 60 minutes after 6.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. High today, 71 under sunny skies here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Brian Jones writes for, Brian Palmer, rather, writes for Mother Jones. In his latest article, Lost in Translation, he writes about the challenges of training GIs to avoid insulting, shooting Iraqi civilians. And this takes place in the Mojave Desert, one of my all-time favorite places, I got to say. And, Brian, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How do you train these kids, because that's basically what they are, How do you train these kids to have sensitivity towards people who they're not going to be sure whether they're their friends or their enemies?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, most of the kids we're talking about, we're not talking about the higher level folks. We're talking about lance corporals, corporals, sergeants, most of whom are under the age of 25. So those are the guys who are on the streets of Baghdad and Ramadi. They go through basic training. They get some other, training between going into the field. But the program you're talking about is Mojave Viper, which is this sort of practical application-based program that they go through in the desert. And the idea is that you wrap up all of these skills that they're gonna need. So you take care of the war fighting skills, you take care of the negotiation skills, and they get, sort of little bits of Arabic language. But that really is what it is, little bits of culture and training amidst all of this military training. Because really, that's what the Marine Corps, and I think that's what our military leaders are most concerned about, because these guys are going to be fighting a war. So all of this stuff that one might consider gravy or icing kind of gets short shrift, even though it's essential, because most of what they're doing in the streets is dealing with regular people.
I was just going to say that. We're forced into a situation there where our military is being used more or less as police officers and civilian agents. I mean, they have to take over the jobs that that the Iraqi police can't do. And if you don't have any training, you don't have any understanding of the culture, and you can't speak the language, that's got to be an incredibly tough job to pull off.
Well, that's the nail on the head. I spent about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, roughly a month in Anbar province in February in a town called Heat. There is no police force there. There's the Marine Corps at the time, and now it's the Army, and there's the Iraqi Army. And the Iraqi Army, we've heard calls from Duncan Hunter that we need to put them in Baghdad. But these folks, for the most part, are not trained for this task. I mean, they're not prepared to do what they're doing and are speaking about the Iraqi Army. In terms of these young Marines, I mean, again, their training focuses on putting shots downrange. And the Arabic language, I mean, there is no programmatic sort of classroom Arabic training for these people. And when I ask the Marines why that is, and they tell me, well, gosh, we're an expeditionary force. They have to be prepared to go to whether it's Korea or X or Y or Iraq. So they're not going to sort of base all of their training on Arabic, on going to Iraq. In fact, that's sort of a fundamental problem in the way that the military is structured now. I mean, if these guys are going to be doing all of this intense policing and negotiating, and, I mean, you know, you've got 20-some-odd-year-old guys serving as de facto mayors of towns, trying to help them restore water and to help people build schools. Some of the folks are trained for that, but the vast majority of U.S. Marines and soldiers are not.
24 minutes after 6, Brian Palmer is with us. His latest article, Lost in Translation, appears in Mother Jones. Yeah, I was just going to say, how do you take these 20-year-old kids or 22- or 23-year-old kids? They don't have, they've got to be ready to go anyplace, and you stick them in Anbar province, you stick them in Baghdad, you stick them in Fallujah, you stick them there, and they've got to deal with the townspeople. They've got to try to oversee, in some cases, construction. They've got to try to keep order, and yet they can't talk to them in their own language. How does that work?
Well, in my article, I talk about a practical application. That's basically what the Marine Corps calls a simulation. So you've got a squad of Marines led by a very capable 22-year-old guy, very capable young man, and they go into a simulated Iraqi home. Now, this home was just really a tractor trailer, sort of the back end, the trailer end, but it's been reconfigured with windows and stuff. The people inside are actually Iraqi expatriates, and they speak only in Arabic. So you've got these Marines interacting with these folks, and it would be comical almost if I hadn't been in the streets of Iraq. The Marines were in the position of having to take out these little laminated smart cards with Arabic language phrases in order to communicate with these people. They had a translator, but usually, the translator was somewhere where he shouldn't be. He wasn't with the the Marine who needed to ask the guy, okay, who's in charge here? Who's the man of the household? Are there weapons here? You know, X, 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 and Y. So when the translator wasn't with him, he was pointing at these phrases on this little card and getting a variety of answers from the three men in the room. Now, imagine that happening on the streets of Relani. I mean, it's just, it's unconscionable.
No, it's inviting chaos.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is, you know, Brian, the biggest thing is we don't understand the Iraqis. We don't get them. I mean, the majority of Americans don't get them. I don't think the military gets them, by and large. I don't think any of us get them, because we never, up until now, took the time to really try and understand them. And that famous quote about George W. Bush, well, what do you mean? They're Shia and Sunni. I thought an Arab was an Arab. And some of these other things, these other quotes that have come out of, you know, people connected with the administration, like, well, they all look the same to me. I think was that Trent Lotz? I can't tell one Arab from the other because they all look the same to me. I mean, we don't understand or get them. So how do we go into some country where we have very little understanding of the social structure and the customs and everything else, and then expect to be able to, that they're going to, like, throw their arms around us, love us, and we're going to be able to influence the outcome of their lives?
Well, Jay, I'm going to hit you with a quote from Colonel Thomas X. Hammes, retired USMC, in his book The Sling and the Stone on War in the 21st Century. He says in his introduction, quote, "Any nation that assumes it is inherently superior to another is setting itself up for disaster," end quote. And I think, and this is someone who's written on guerrilla war extensively, and I think he hits the nail on the head. Nobody thought about the Iraqis. Nobody in this administration thought about what the Iraqis would want. They consulted their buddies in the exile community, like Ahmed Shalabi,
right,
people who had not lived in Iraq for ages, people who represented the creme de la creme when they were there, and, you know, some of whom had some issues, you know, allegedly with ethics. And the policy was really based on magical thinking. And abstract thinking and realpolitik or geopolitik, and that's not the way to have a successful policy, and it's also not a way to commit American lives to an enterprise such as this. I mean, that to me is one of the most egregious things about this. One would think that if you were going to launch a military action, a full-scale military action in a country, you should understand something about the culture, but also something about the people on the ground, their wants, their needs. I mean, this is a civil society that was destroyed by Saddam Hussein, and only now are we talking about, well, gosh, maybe we should talk to the Syrians and the Iranians. They're on the ground now. They've been on the ground. They're doing their thing. So, yeah, you know, you've got to factor them into the equation, and you have to factor in the Iraqis.
Yeah, well, you've got the situation this morning where the Syrians and the Iraqis are resuming relations and are talking.
Indeed.
And Ahmadinejad is inviting the Syrians and the Iraqis both to Tehran. In the little time we have left, I mean, you've been there, you've seen all of this, and I talk about this every single morning, that I just can't believe that we would get into this situation where there doesn't seem to be any really good options, and the majority of us, or at least the majority of people who listen to this station or who call, the majority of us really want to wrap it up and come home and stop our kids from getting killed. What option do you see as being the best?
Whenever I asked this question to a rank-and-file Marine, he would defer, and he would say, you know, that's, Mr. Palmer, that's really something that's going to be decided well above my pay grade, and I would like to sort of provisionally give you the answer, but I'd also like to say that the U.S. is going to have to leave at a certain point. The U.S. will leave. So the question is, how do you leave and cause the least amount of damage to Iraq, the least amount of carnage, and the least amount of damage to the region? And I think that before we get around to saying we should pull out, we should stay, we should redeploy, we need to be honest about what the situation is on the ground. I mean, people talk in terms of the prospects of success. They need to define what that means, because success, achievable success to me, really at this point is only about damage control, how little damage you do or how much damage you can do.
Hmm. I'm like a broken record. I'm stuck on this. I pull back and marvel at different times of the day that how we could end up in this situation when, what, 40 years ago we were in this situation. And here we are 40 years later, and we're in this situation. Brian, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Great article, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
All right. There's Brian Palmer. Lost in Translation, the challenge of training GIs to avoid insulting and shooting Iraqi civilians are being faced in the California's Mojave Desert, and it's in Mother Jones. 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7. I know I talk about Iraq a lot. I know I talk about it almost every single morning. But as I said before, you just feel like you look around, and maybe it's me. But I know there's got to be others of you out there who feel the same way. You, in quiet moments with yourself, or when you're driving or whatever the case may be, and you're thinking about what's going on, you're thinking about the state of the world, the state of the nation, and you think to yourself, here we are in this situation, in this insane situation. And how did we get here? National insanity? And now we're in a situation where there are no really good options. And the only thing that most of us want is just for our kids to come home, for our people to come home. 6:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, you've got a good drive as you head out the door and onto the highways. Only that Thornton North Glen stretch is the one that's bogged down as usual. More traffic forming into downtown, 38 to Spear. We've got nice flow so far along 225 in Aurora, and we're just getting a little busy there northbound at Parker. Eastbound 270 filling in across Commerce City. Weather today, looking for high clouds.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they're just good folks. Don't forget, too, that Extreme Monster Truck Nationals, sponsored by Rocky's Autos, is coming up December 1st through the 3rd at the National Westerns Events Center. Tickets are available at King Supers and TicketsWest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:37. 37 minutes after 6. That's what's known in the radio business as stepping on the vocal. High today, 71 under sunny skies. And it looks like it's going to be a little bit sunny as the sun just begins now to creep up. 303-713-7600. I talked about this subject months ago. Months ago I talked about this subject. And we're going to talk to Colonel Sam Gardner about Iran coming up after 7 o'clock. I got a little bit of time to squeeze this in, and I didn't want this to go away without saying anything about it. And you can talk about it, too, if you want to, at 303-713-7600. I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that all of us should lead our lives, and this country that we should lead our lives, and the country should lead its life, deferring to others and being so sensitive about other people's feelings that you allow yourself to get pushed around. But there is a lot to be said for caring what your neighbors think, not only the neighbors who you live next door to, but also your neighbors in the world. And I brought this up a couple of months ago, that I think that there is a significant amount of Americans in this country, and I don't want to use the term arrogant, because that wouldn't be the right term. But they don't care what people in other countries think about us. And they don't stop to care what people in other countries think about us. And that attitude is beginning. It's beginning to show up in surveys. There's an article in Reuters. U.S. is the most unfriendly country to visitors, according to this survey. Rude immigration officials and visa delays keep millions of foreign visitors away from the United States, hurt the country's already battered image, and cost U.S. billions of dollars in lost revenue, according to an advocacy group formed to push for a better system. To drive home the point, the Discover America Partnership released the results of a global survey on Monday, which showed that international travelers see the United States as the world's worst country in terms of getting a visa, and once you have it, making your way past the rude immigration officials. The survey of 2011 international travelers in 16 countries was conducted by RT Strategies, a Virginia-based polling firm for the Discover America Partnership, a group launched in September with multi-billion dollar backing from a range of companies that include Intercontinental Hotel Groups, yep, because they got a lot to lose. Anheuser-Busch got a lot to lose. Walt Disney theme parks and resorts got a lot to lose. Survey shows that the United States was ranked the worst in terms of visas, immigration procedures by twice the percentage of travelers, as the next destination regarded as unfriendly, the Middle East and the Asian subcontinent. More than half of the travelers surveyed said U.S. immigration officials were rude. Two-thirds said they feared that they would be detained on arriving in the United States for a simple mistake in their paperwork or for saying the wrong thing to an immigration official. You know what? I've heard that from people here who live here, who have become United States citizens and have come here from other countries, particularly Arabs and Muslims, that, oh, my God, you know what? If I say the wrong thing, they're going to detain me and I'll never see the light of day. Does anybody find that sad? Do you find that a sad thing that a country as big and as beautiful and as great as this country is, and it is great, it's great in so many ways. It really is. I mean, it's one of the most unique places on the face of the planet, with all of our flaws, you know, with all of our things that could do better, with everything that we could do better. It really is a nice place. And it has some really cool things about it and great things to see. And I believe there are good people in this country, but that people who are living overseas have this idea that if they show up and they have the wrong paperwork, that if they show up and say the wrong thing, they're going to get detained, that we're rude, that immigration officers are rude, and that that they just look upon us as being, well, it's not some place I really want to go because I can go to another country and they're not going to be as rude to me. The Travel Industry Association statistics show the U.S. share in world tourism declined from 7.4% in 2000 to 6% last year. And that translates out into some real money. With about 50 million visitors a year, the United States is the world's third most populated destination after Spain and France. The problem is that since September 11th, this country has viewed visitors more as a threat than an opportunity. The entry process has created a climate of fear and frustration that is keeping foreign visitors away. Unless Congress understands there's a problem, nothing will be done. And though it wouldn't take much to make a change, according to this group. And it all boils down to what I had said before about, do you think that the average American, people who you know and work with, I mean, you don't have to be some, you know, statistical genius to answer this question, but people who you know and work with, do you think they really care about what other countries think? Now, I'm going to tell you something. You work inside the neocon world. You work inside the right-wing world. They don't care. Matter of fact, they rage against other countries, and they act like kids. I mean, how many of you, be honest, how many of you were like, you've got to be kidding me, when they went to the congressional cafeteria and changed the name of the French fries to Freedom Fries because the French wouldn't go along with us over Iraq? Isn't that something that your 10-year-old brother or sister would do when you were a kid? Or is it adult behavior to say, either we do it my way or we don't do it at all? And how many people stop to think about what other countries think of us? Now, you could make a case, and you could say, Jay, and this is true, Jay, look, I work my can off to make a living. I'm trying to support my family. I'm trying to get through the day. If you had a boss like I had, if you had conditions like I had in my life, I don't have time to sit around and contemplate what they think about me in Paris or Brussels or Saudi Arabia or anywhere else. I don't have that kind of time. But collectively, that along with the arrogance of our own government, what does that do for our position in the world, in public opinion? And fundamentally, do you think, and here's the question, you want to answer it in the next 10 minutes? I'd love to get an answer from you. Do you think what other countries think of us in the large scheme of things, do you think it matters? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. Think about that. As you're on your way to work or you're getting ready for work this morning, what they think about us, does it really, really matter, or does it have no bearing and no matter whatsoever, and we are the last remaining standing superpower, and what we think is all that matters, and the hell with them? Which one do you choose? 303-713-7600. By the way, if you've traveled overseas, I'd be interested to know how you were treated, too. 645, 15 away from 7. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like conditions a bit lighter than usual as we get into the holiday week. I-70 running up to speed both directions out of Wheat Ridge and across to DIA. A lot of folks already flying out, but so far no flight or traffic delays there. In good shape on I-76. Eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike starting to stack up at Federal. Weather today looking for high clouds and record warmth. 74 degrees for the high. Tonight partly cloudy, breezy, and 38. Right now mostly cloudy and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier to Acapulco, Cabo, Cancun, Cozumel, Guadalajara, Ixtapa, Mazatlan, or Puerto Vallarta. Frontier has more...
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
For gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales, find out the truth for yourself. Call today, set up a consultation, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 649, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 71. 303-713-7600. And we're talking about how the rest of the world feels about the United States and whether you think anybody in this country really cares about how the rest of the world feels about us, or are we truly just an island unto ourselves? And the fact that the U.S. is rated the most unfriendly country to visit, according to this survey put out by this group, Discover America Partnership, and published by Reuters this morning. And it falls back into something that, you know, I had a difficult time trying to sell, too, the last time I brought this topic up, about how people outside the United States feel about us and about how we feel about them. And I wonder if anybody has traveled overseas lately and how you were treated. I haven't been overseas now. Mary and I haven't been overseas now in years. I mean, it's been a long time. And the last place we went was France. And we were treated well. I hear people complain about the French. I had nothing but good luck with them. And wasn't treated badly at all. But we did not have going on what we've got going on now, which is the war in Iraq and the obvious tension around the world. You know, the other thing is, I would love, I don't know if anybody else out there feels this way, but I would love to see the Arab world. I would love to go to Syria. I would love to go to Iran. I would love to to go to the United Arab Emirates. I'd love to go to all those places. I'd love to go to Dubai. I'd love to go to those places. But you know what? And I've told friends of mine this. I mean, I'm scared to go. I'm scared to go because I'm scared something would happen to me. Now, scared's not the right term. How about this? I just don't want the hassle. Is that a better way to put it? I just don't want to have to go through the hassle. That in case somebody, you would say the wrong thing. So I have the same, feeling towards them, I guess, as they do towards us. And I'd love to get somebody on from one of these countries, like Syria or like Tehran or from Iran, and to get them on and say, hey, I'd love to come over there. I'd love to walk around. I'd like to see what's going on. I'd like to talk to everyday people. And would you have a problem with that? And I'd like to see how I would get treated. Last time I was out of the country, I think it was in 1995 or 6, and Mary and I had gone to Paris, and we had also gone to Havana. I'd gone to Havana, Cuba. Which was a really interesting thing. Going to Cuba was really interesting, and that the people there were really warm and nice. And they would tell you up front that they didn't understand your government's or my government's or our attitude towards them, but they didn't hold it against us personally. So it wasn't like they were going to start giving us grief for the tensions and the problems that had gone on between the two countries all these years. And so I had some decent exchanges with people and some good discussions. And when I tell people this, the first thing they say to me is, oh, so state security was probably there and they were probably watching everything you say. No, that's not true. They weren't. And they weren't monitoring anything that I know of. And these people were talking truthfully about their government. I mean, they were telling me and they were openly criticizing their government. More or less saying to me, well, listen, you know, our government has faults too, and it isn't just all you guys, it's partially us as well, that our government's got faults. But if we want to make things better on this planet, and I think we do, I think all of us share that goal, then we have to get better understanding between people, not only inside this country, but also around the world. And it's sad that people look at us the way they do, and it's sad the way they see us as being rude. And this troubles me. And it bothers me that there are people in other countries who feel this way about us and think that we look at everybody who's coming in as being some kind of an enemy. When indeed we ought to be careful because of the whole post-9/11 situation, and nobody's saying we shouldn't have security, and nobody's saying we shouldn't look at all of that stuff, and nobody's saying we shouldn't watch everybody with an eagle eye, and so should other countries. They should do exactly the same. But the idea that you would get incarcerated in this country because you were to say something wrong or have some minor foul-up with your paperwork, I find that to be really disturbing. I find that to be disturbing that people have a feeling of paranoia about us. I really do. And that we've got naturalized citizens living in this country who also have that same feeling of paranoia, that something may happen to them. And to me, that's just not acceptable. That's not part of what this country is all about. It's not a part of what America should be about. You should be comfortable, and they should be comfortable, and everybody should be comfortable in their views. And if somebody wants to come out and say that they don't like United States policy, if somebody wants to come out and say that they don't agree with something that's going on, it doesn't make you less patriotic, and it doesn't make you a threat to the country, and it doesn't make you some kind of enemy agent because of the way you feel. And I find it really frustrating, and I find it really hard to put up with the idea that it appears as if people just, when you look at public opinion polls, it appears that people just don't see that. That we've somehow lost that basic concept. And that prior to last Tuesday even, we all felt a little insecure. And how many of your friends would routinely tell jokes like, well, I'm sure the NSA is listening in on me. How many people would routinely tell those kind of jokes? I mean, you'd hear it all the time. And it's sad. And that's why I'm hoping now, with the change after Tuesday, that we can start to turn some of this around. And if we're going to solve any problems here, both economic-wise and also politically, in particularly the situation in Iraq, we're going to desperately need the help of other countries. We can't do it and can't go it alone, despite what this administration wants to believe about us. We just can't do it. And we're not going to get their help as long as they consider us to be rude and arrogant, and that we're not the type of people who want to listen to anything they have to say, and that they feel like they don't want to come visit us or don't want to come see us because we're rude and we'll give them grief, and they could get locked up if they were to say something wrong, and that they have to be so extremely, extremely, extremely careful. We're not going to get anything solved. And I don't think that any place, I don't think that any system or anything you got going on, I don't think any of that stuff is a utopia. I don't think there are any utopia answers to any of this. But I think that the average, to me, it's time leaders asked the nation this question about their feelings, my feelings, your feelings, other people's feelings about how the world sees us. And about how our reputation is doing and our ability to be able to turn around and to solve complex global problems by getting others to come along and help us out rather than this my way or the highway thing and pulling these kind of stunts that you pulled when you were like 13 years of age. And am I saying we should all flood into the streets today and sing Kumbaya? No. You know damn well we're all going to get out there. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to cut people off in traffic. We're going to do all of these things. And occasionally tempers will flare. That's a part of being human. But the thing is, our global relations and how other countries view us, to me, is vitally, vitally, vitally important. And we got to get ourselves back in good graces with the international community because we need their help and they need ours. So it's a two-way street. All right, what about Iran, speaking of the international community? What's going on there, and is this administration still intent on trying to do something militarily about Iran? We'll talk to the retired Colonel Sam Gardner about this coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Syria has been called part of the problem in Iraq. Now it could become part of the solution. Damascus and Baghdad have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations for the first time in 24 years. That could mean Syria is ready to crack down on foreign fighters who've been using its border to flood into Iraq and join up with homegrown insurgents. For its own good as well as Iraq, says CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad.
Syria is worried that the violence might spill over into Syria and also is increasingly worried about a stream of Iraqi refugees.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the next step should be for the United States to consider pulling out of Iraq.
The U.S. in a way is trapped in Iraq, trapped in the sense that it cannot stay and it cannot leave.
Here at home, the people of Huntsville, Alabama came together last night to pray for three high school girls killed in the school bus accident that injured 30 others.
We don't know the reason.
One by one, more than a dozen students who attended Lee High School called out their names, rose from church pews, and joined the pastor in front of the altar. The students linked arms and cried out in grief. Pastor T.C. Johnson of St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church prayed for strength and for healing.
But it's time like these that people's faith stretched and really tested.
Donna Francavilla, CBS News, Huntsville, Alabama.
If it has an American brand name, you won't find it on the insurance industry's latest list of safe cars. Industry Safety Chief Adrian Lund says the big reason no American cars made the cut was the absence of skid control systems.
The vehicle first had to be equipped with the electronic stability control, and then if it had that, it also had to have good crashworthiness ratings in front crashes, side crashes, and rear impacts.
Comedian Michael Richards offers an act of contrition.
I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry.
Richards went on last night's Late Show with David Letterman to apologize for the racial tirade he unleashed at two Los Angeles nightclub hecklers a few nights ago. But will it be enough to save his career? Fellow comedian Paul Rodriguez witnessed the exchange and says it was ugly.
I kept expecting a punchline to merit the words in front of it. It didn't come. There was a silence, and the African-Americans in the audience were rightly offended.
Facing a tidal wave of criticism from the public as well as some of its own stars, News Corporation has dropped plans for O.J. Simpson's If I Did It book and television interview. Fred Goldman, whose son Ron was killed along with ex-wife Nicole Simpson, isn't entirely satisfied.
It was just nothing more than the glorification of murder and doing it for money.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up about a point. This is CBS News.
It's Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, where we're bringing in the finest of premium and designer brands. So to drive the point home, we've also brought in a fancy pants British announcer.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HDTVs, all at Sam's Club's brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The selection process moving ahead for positions in Governor-elect Bill Ritter's administration. Joe Chiaro is watching.
Ritter met with some high-level volunteers yesterday to sort through more than 700 job applications for some 100 or so positions. They hope to have the number of applications carved down to a manageable number in less than a month. Lieutenant Governor-elect Barbara O'Brien is helping on committees that will fill positions on health care policy and finance.
Joe Chiaro reporting. Colorado Attorney General John Southers back after an official trip to Saudi Arabia. He met with Saudi King Abdullah, Crown Prince Sultan, and relatives of Saudi Arabian man convicted on state charges of imprisoning and sexually abusing an Indonesian housekeeper. Southers said he was asked to go to Saudi Arabia because of the State Department's concern about how the case might hurt U.S. relations with the country. State Department paid for the trip. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, so far it's an average commute. We're just loaded up southbound 25 into downtown I-70 to Speer and along the Thornton-Northland corridor. You can have a lot of company, eastbound lanes of 270. And for your ride across Aurora, southbound delays kicking in at Mississippi and as you head into the DTC. Still wreck-free, though. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today, high clouds and record warmth, 74 degrees for the high. Currently mostly cloudy and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Check out KeyBank's home equity loans, all with no closing costs or annual fee. They're a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234, or visit key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
It's Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, where we're bringing in the finest of premium and designer brands. So to drive the point home, we've also brought in a fancy pants British announcer.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HD TVs, all at Sam's Club. Brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club, Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Six minutes after 7 o'clock, high today, Sunday, 71. Sunny one. High today, 71 under sunny skies here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. What's going on in Iran? Well, according to Seymour Hersh of The New Yorker, he's got an article out called The Next Act. Is a damaged administration less likely to attack Iran or more likely to attack Iran? And, of course, Syria and Iraq relations are to resume after 24 years, and if Ahmadinejad of Iran has his way, he'd like to have the Syrians and the Iraqis come to town for a conference. Let's bring back on the phone a guy who's no stranger to this show, Air Force Colonel, retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, to talk about the reports that Iraqi President Talabani is to fly to Iran this week for talks with Ahmadinejad. And possibly the President Bashar al-Assad of Syria will do the same. Sam Gardner is a retired Air Force colonel and has taught strategy and military operations at the National War College, Anti-War College, and Naval War College. He is recently a visiting scholar at the Swedish Defense College. And, Colonel, it's good to have you on. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, the last time we talked, you said that the United States had plans to go after Iran and that those plans had made their way up to the White House and had made their way up to the president and the vice president's desk. Is that still the case?
Still there. In fact, Cy Hirsch's article underlines that, and I think he makes an important point that don't misinterpret the elections. The White House still thinks it has a lock on what we ought to be doing, disregarding what the voters think.
I asked you this the first time we talked. I'm going to ask it to you again. How possibly can we get engaged in any kind of a situation with Iran when, one, we are uncertain as to how far they are along in their nuclear capabilities? The Israelis have one estimate. We, I believe, have another one. And then there's a third one out there floating around that says that they're years away from anything.
Yeah.
With what we've got going on next door in Iraq.
Well, two things I would say. One of them is, the intelligence we have on Iran is not good. In fact, I have a friend who says that it's probably worse than the intelligence we had on Iraq. But the irony of this, Jay, is that doesn't make it less likely. It probably makes it more likely. The uncertainty pushes people to make a decision in favor of a strike as opposed to making a decision not to do a strike. Because the argument that they make with one another is they could be farther along than we know, therefore we probably need to do this. So that it's a backward argument. The other thing that goes with this, and this we do know, the longer we wait, the harder it gets. And I'm sort of playing on the words harder. But what they are doing is they are burying the facilities that they do have. They're putting them deep underground so that the longer you wait, the more difficult it would be to conduct a strike against their nuclear facilities. So both of those tensions move you in the direction of sooner and not later.
So do you think that Dick Cheney, well, Rumsfeld is leaving, so Mr. Gates.
It is Cheney, though. You're right. I mean, you
could stop. All right, it's Cheney. Do you think Cheney is sitting around trying to figure out a way for us to engineer this country to get into a position to strike the Iranians?
I might not put it exactly that way, but let me tell you something that Cy Hirsch mentioned that gives some clarity to this. And that is, I always have this argument with people start out and say, well, you know, say, Sam, that just does not make sense. You got to get over that does not make sense argument. You got to understand what they are thinking. One of the things that the vice president is thinking, somebody brought him a book. The book is entitled Failing Forward. It's a sort of a management guru book that says if you've made a mistake, don't stop, go to the next thing. There is in the vice president's office this notion about failing forward, and that is, okay, we messed up in Iraq. That doesn't mean we should stop. That means that, in fact, we should go forward, that we should replace the issue of Iraq with the issue of Iran and do what has to be done there. And that, in his mind, is conducting a strike.
With Ademajad talking to the Syrians and also talking to the Iraqis and wanting to get everybody together, does that make Mr. Cheney and the United States feel more threatened?
Well, it certainly does throw a monkey wrench into their strategy. You know, they felt all along that they were going. This information I got from pretty good sources that they wanted to resist the United States talking to Syria and Iran about what's going on in Iraq. But the Iranians are very good at diplomacy stuff. And so this, in ways, gets inside the decision cycle of the White House. You know, they've gone ahead and done what we were him-hawing about whether we should do and moving in the direction of not doing. You know, we were waiting for the Baker Report, you know, which is supposed to be this review of Iraq, before we decided and agonized over whether or not we ought to talk to the Iranians and the Syrians about Iraq. And the president of Iran has now upstaged this. So I don't know how the White House is going to respond, but clearly they have to rethink their position on this because they're already doing what we have opposed doing.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're on the line with retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. Do you still believe, in your heart of hearts, do you still believe that we are going to, in some way, shape, or form, get into it with Iran?
I think that the White House has every intention of moving in that direction. I think the White House believes that they are the ones who have to make this decision. They believe that if a Democrat follows them, they won't have the stomach for doing it. Even if a Republican follows them, they won't have the stomach for doing it. They believe that the world will judge them positively some number of years down the stream. In my heart of hearts, I believe that they have a serious plan and that there's a high likelihood in the next 2 years that we will conduct a strike on Iran.
All right, let me ask you a stupid question. And don't say there's no such thing as a stupid one, because this one's stupid. Or at least let me say that this one flies in the face of conventional wisdom.
Sure.
Why couldn't we sit down with the Iranians and say to them, look, all right, we know what happened in 1953. We understand.
Mm-hmm.
We were wrong. We wouldn't want you to do it to us, and we did it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
And we apologize. We officially go on the record. We apologize. We all live on the planet. We're going to have to get along. Look, let's work this out. And a good deal is going to be a deal where none of us are totally and completely happy. But let's start at A and work our way to Z. And if it takes us 5 years,
sure,
then it'll take 5 years. But let's get going. Why can't we do that?
You tricked me. That wasn't a stupid question. That was a very profound question.
Well, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Well, yeah, your point is, we can wait. You know, nobody believes they're on the verge of having a weapon tomorrow. Israel is trying to scare us that they are. That's the first thing. Second thing is, and I think sort of embedded in your question was, I think, a way out of this, which is, let's not argue about what's going on in Iran right now. Let's raise it to a higher level, which is what they would like to do, what the Europeans would like to do, which is let's talk about security in the Middle East and bring a lot of people together and talk about that where we can get some agreement. You know, we've got this serious problem of there is a nuclear power in the Middle East, and it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Israel has 100, 150 nuclear weapons. And we should not be surprised if the rest of the Middle East doesn't continue to move that path if we don't do something about the entire security situation. So I'd say, Jay, your question is profound.
Well, I don't understand why most Americans can't understand and why most people in the administration and most people can't understand that, okay, Ahmadinejad, he's not the greatest guy on the planet. And the leadership in Iran, they're not the greatest people either.
Yeah.
But the younger population there likes us.
Yeah, yeah.
They're crazy about our culture. We only embolden them by attacking them. We only make that totalitarian grip they have stronger. And I can see their point that we say to them, well, you broke into our embassy. You took our people hostage. You did all of this. That's not done under international law. But then they can turn around and say, yeah, but wait a minute. You overthrew our government. You gave us this guy, the Shah. He tortured my grandfather. He pulled his fingernails out. He beat him with an iron bar across the sole of his feet. When are you going to own up to that behavior? And we usually act as if, well, that never went on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are two things in what you just said. One of them is the president of Iran is not necessarily the power. You know, it's a very interesting thing. We respond to him as if he were the president of the United States. He and, you know, the people that I know who really understand Iran say, well, you know, this guy is not really the one in charge. We know that. And he may not have the influence. I've been told by a Swiss ambassador that they have had meetings where they've talked about nuclear weapons in the Supreme Council when he's not been invited. We could have a choice. We could disregard some of the thing he says, saying this is a little twerp who's not in charge who wants to make noise. We have that choice. That's the first thing. The second thing is we got to remember, however, you know, that Iran is not a really good guy. They've done some bad things.
Yeah.
They probably will continue to do bad things. We have to deal with that. The question that we have to deal with, which is probably overarches everything, is will we make them better if we conduct the military strike that's in the plan that's in the White House? And the answer is probably not. We'll probably make them worse. So whatever policy you adopt, it ought not to be the one that makes things worse. It ought to be one that moves towards making things better.
All right, final cap of the conversation. Within 2 years, we will have launched a strike against them?
I think so. I think we will.
That's so reckless.
Now remember, and I think you and I talked about this before, and Cy Hirsch says this in an article. I mean, we are operating inside Iran right now.
Right, we're there.
So we're there. I mean, so in ways, we've already selected a military option. What we're talking only about is escalating the military option.
I'm going to ask you something. You don't have to answer this, and then I'll end this conversation and take you off the spotlight. This is something I don't think most talk show hosts would ever ask a guest. Do you think Dick Cheney and George W. Bush are insane?
No, I don't think so. I think they are somewhat isolated. They're both very self-confident, and they both keep people away from themselves who disagree, so that their opinions become more and more off-center, off-focus, off-logic, because they're left with only their own counsel, and that leads you in bad directions.
Okay, well, it just seems like this whole course is suicidal, but all right, retired. Well, go ahead. You were going to say?
I was just saying, good to talk to you, Jay.
Yeah, we always had such a positive note, don't we? Oh, God almighty. All right, I got you on my Rolodex. If any shots are fired, man, I'm calling you up.
I'm here.
All right, thank you. There's the Air Force retired Colonel Sam Gardner talking about Iran, and we check in with him every once in a while, and he knows what the play is, folks, and he knows what's going on. All right, coming up here, we're going to talk about comedian Michael Richards, and his total and complete breakdown at this L.A. Comedy Works. We'll play you not only the tape of him going blowing up, but if you didn't see it last night on David Letterman, he apologizes, and I got to tell you something, it's uncomfortable and awkward, and the tape is uncomfortable and awkward. So if you got kids in the car, if you got sensitive ears, this is probably something you don't want to stick around for. But if you want to hear this, I'd love to get your opinion on whether you think this guy's career is damaged and gone and is over with, and whether you accept his apology and feel like he's really being sincere and he's really suffering here. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, traffic looks really good. I still have no collisions or major delays to speak of. Yeah, getting that sun glare, though, as you travel along eastbound Route 6th Avenue, slowing down some now, Federal to I-25. Same for the Boulder Turnpike, loaded up as usual on those eastbound lanes from Federal to Pecos. And we're still at good speeds on westbound Highway 36 across Broomfield. No issues for Boulder. Weather today, high clouds and record warmth, looking for 74 degrees for the high. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of indulgence for the holidays. The new spa at the Inverness Hotel has a host of treatments designed to help you or someone special escape, unwind, and renew. Call 1-888-669-9034 or visit InvernessSpa.com to schedule your escape.
CW Laborations in Denver wants to remind everyone that friends don't let friends drive drunk. For yourself and others, designate a driver who will stay sober when you drink. Call a cab, walk, or sleep it off at someone's house, but don't drink and drive. Stay alive. This message courtesy of CW Laborations of Denver, your premier powder coaters and custom painters, featuring the largest oven in 8 states. Call 303-292-5590. They wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and options, and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In it, you'll get my new DVD, The Secret to Making Money in the Stock Market, and my easy-to-use stock investing software. Together, this is a $195 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor software. To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-393-7029. That's 1-800-393-7029. Get your free investing toolkit sent out today. Call 1-800-393-7029.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
Daddy, is Iraq getting any better?
To a 5-year-old.
Daddy, what is a stem cell?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
There's something happening here.
Korea.
Through understanding comes the ability to explain.
Daddy, why do people bring guns to school?
We better stop.
Daddy.
The Truth Explained on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They're in town tonight. Playing over there on Colfax Avenue. We're talking about Primus. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. High today, 71 under sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show available on podcast, am760.net, or IM me. Instant message me at am760.net. All right, let's get into the Michael Richards thing, the comedian Michael Richards, better known as Kramer on TV's Seinfeld. First of all, we'll play a tape of what happened at the Comedy Works Club in L.A., and you can hear that for yourself. We have cleaned the tape up as much as we possibly can, but I warn you that it's disturbing and it's graphic. And then his apology, which is equally as disturbing and equally kind of, it's just disturbing. All right, here, this was captured with a cell phone, I guess. Somebody in the audience got this with a cell phone audio and picture. And it's all over the Internet, but if you haven't heard it or seen it, we'll play it for you. And we want to thank TMZ.com, which is where we got it from. Here is Michael Richards at the Comedy Works blowing his fuse on stage.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass. You can talk your brain now, motherfucker. Pull his ass out. He's a nigger. He's a nigger. He's a nigger.
Oh, my God.
A nigger. Look, there's a nigger.
Ooh. Ooh. All right, you see? It shocks you. You see what lay beneath your stupid motherfuckers?
That was a call for.
What was it called for? It's not called for you to hear on my ass, you cheap motherfucker! You guys have been talking and talking and talking! I don't know!
This guy's going
what matters. Too much for you to handle.
He's a comedian. They arrest me for calling a black man comedian.
Threat. That's how you get what back in the man.
That was real called for.
Wait a minute, he's not going, is he?
You're not funny. That's why you're reset. Never had no show, never had no movie. Sign Bill, that's it.
Oh, I guess you got me there. You're absolutely right. I'm just a wash up. Got to stand on the stage. That's it, we had it.
Oh, that ain't necessary.
Well, you interrupted me, pal. That's what happens when you interrupt the right man.
Get out.
About you, but I just hearing it again now, I'm extremely uncomfortable. All right, then Jerry Seinfeld goes on the David Letterman show and arranges for his friend Michael Richards to come on and to apologize. This is equally as uncomfortable. Listen to this.
It was just one of those awful right. things, right. And I think he's a little mystified about what happened, but I think most importantly he wanted to...
We have him live via satellite from Los Angeles. Sorry, this should be Michael Richards. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm not doing too good.
Yeah. Why don't you explain exactly what happened for the folks who may not know?
I lost my temper on stage. I was at... a comedy club trying to do my act, and I got heckled, and I took it badly and went into a rage. And
stop laughing. It's not funny.
And you were actually being heckled, or were they just talking and disturbing the act?
That was going on, too.
Uh-huh.
And did you?
I know. I mean, hearing your audience laugh, you know, and it's. I'm not even sure that this is where I should be addressing the situation. I've already heard you make some jokes about it, and that's okay, you know. But I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry to those people in the audience. The blacks, the Hispanics, the whites, everyone that was there that took the brunt of that anger and hate and rage and how it came through. And I'm concerned about more hate and more rage and more anger coming through, not just towards me, but towards a black-white conflict. There's a great deal of disturbance in this country and how blacks feel about what happened in Katrina. And you know, many of the comics, many performers are in Las Vegas and New Orleans trying to raise money for what happened there. And for this to happen, for me to be in a comedy club and flip out and say this crap, you know, I'm deeply, deeply sorry. And I'll get to the force field of this hostility, why it's there, why the rage is in any of us, why the trash takes place, whether or not it's between me and a couple of hecklers in the audience or between this country and another nation.
Let me interrupt here for a second and ask a question about had the people doing the heckling or the people who were not paying attention, had they been white or Caucasian or any other race, what would have been the nature of your response then?
It may have happened. You know, I'm a performer. I push the envelope. I work in a very uncontrolled manner on stage. I do a lot of free association and spontaneous. I go into character. I don't know. In view of the situation and the act going where it was going, I don't know. The rage did go all over the place. It went to everybody in the room. But you can't, you know, blacks could feel, I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this. And yet, it's said, it comes through, it fires out of me. And even now in the passion and the that's here as I confront myself.
Did you think that somehow by being outrageous and completely inappropriate that it might somehow make the situation diffuse it a bit or make it seem lighter than it was?
I tried to do that. You don't have the whole thing there with what they're showing everyone. I try to jujitsu that, try to move, you know, you do that. I got a microphone and I'm trying, but it didn't work out. It was you talk about a bad night, you know, yeah.
What happened afterward? Did you talk to the people and apologize to them?
I went out there and I did talk to some people. I even went back to the club that night to get back on the stage and to work, to get back on the horse, as they say. And I did. I apologized to quite a few people, but I didn't talk to all of everyone. They left. And I don't know how to get in touch with those people. And then, of course, they've gone to press, as I think they should. The fact that there's that kind of solidarity and confronting those kinds of remarks, I think it's important for the Afro-American community to make sure this kind of crap doesn't come about. I'm sorry that it happened.
And having apologized, is there much more you can do, much more you would like to do?
I just have to do personal work. I'm still reeling from this. It's just been a few days. I don't know yet.
Is there anything you want to say to Michael here?
I know Michael many years, and I know how he works on stage, and none of that justifies what happened. But I've been talking to him today, and he's someone that I love, and I know how shattered he is about this, and And he deserves a chance. That's why I want them to come on. He deserves a chance to apologize. Yeah. And that's all he wanted. And thank you for letting him.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
I know it's difficult. And I certainly hope you don't have regrets about being on this show this evening. Thank you.
All right. What do you say about that? At 7:35, 35 minutes past the hour, Michael Richards. That was, you know, that part there was almost as uncomfortable as the tirade. All right, is the guy's career finished? Do you believe his apology? Do you think he's a racist? 303-713-7600, three lines open. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. Would you give him another chance? Gina, I won't even put you on the spot.
Okay.
I'll just say, what's the traffic, and we'll take the calls. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jay. Well, clearing of a wreck happened pretty quickly. We had a two-car in a bad spot southbound 25 just south of 84th, and it was really adding to your Thornton North Glen delays, but looks like it's out of the way, so things are moving along much better through there. Do you have a problem off on the side streets northbound Washington at East 45th? Otherwise, we're just fighting those eastbound delays along the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Same situation if you're on 6th Avenue coming out of...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tonight on 9 News at 10.
My wife is a little worried that I've developed some sort of psychological disorder, some sort of obsession with junk mail.
Carl wondered how much junk mail he got in a year. So last January 1st, he started to collect it, and collect it, and collect it.
We don't need it. We didn't want it. We didn't ask for it.
By April, he had a 30-gallon trash can full.
Here's some junk mail even from the post office.
So closing in on the end of the year...
Turns out it's hundreds of pounds.
How to make it stop. Tonight at 10.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
7:38 minutes past the hour. Boy, I'm still reeling from that whole, from both of those tapes. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You don't like to think about it, you don't like to plan for it, but maybe one day you may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner is a progressive trial lawyer. He believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive trial lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass! You can talk, you can talk, you can talk your brain now, motherfucker! Hold that off, he's a nigger! He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
my God.
A nigger! Look, there's a nigger!
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, man. That's Michael Richards at the Comedy Shop, I believe it is. And we just don't even... No, I'm sorry. It's a Laugh Factory in West Hollywood. And we don't even have time to, you know, that whole apology on Letterman, too, was really uncomfortable. 303-713-7600. Is this guy a racist? Do you believe in it when he says he's not? Is his career finished? And just your general thoughts about it. Haven't we all lost our temper? Boy, I certainly have. I certainly have. Have I said things that, yeah, I've said things I shouldn't have. Now, I've never done that. But I'm going to tell you, I've come mighty close. Walt in Littleton. Walt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Walt.
Well, you know, this is an unfortunate situation. I like Mike Richards a lot. I think he's a real talented guy. But unfortunately, he's in an industry that doesn't allow for this sort of thing. Yeah, you know, people get a little toward the edge once in a while. In fact, I think we're all a little toward the edge living in the world we live in. But his response to it wasn't satisfactory. That's the problem.
You don't think his apology was satisfactory?
Well, no, I mean, you know, the initial event of him going off on these people in the audience. I think his apology was, you know, put yourself in his position. What are you going to say? I mean, pretty tough to argue with video. We've learned that in this society.
I don't know what I would say if I were in his position.
I think what he needs to do is I think he needs to demonstrate that he really is not that type of person and that he cares about minority people in this country, as I think we all are learning to deal with people that are considered minorities, and we've come a long way in our country. I think racism has been suppressed, and I think people have become more educated, and we don't react and deal with people that are different from us the way we did 50 years ago, for example. But we've got a long way to go. I mean, we have a long way to go, and I think he has to figure out a way to demonstrate that he really is a person that is not a racist.
Well, what does he do?
Well, you know, he's got influence.
The reason I ask is because Mel Gibson has apologized and apologized and apologized, and then he's also made some, you know, what I consider to be kind of, you know, crazy statements, but I don't think I could go see anything of his again.
No, I agree with that. I think one of the things that he ought to do is get involved and helping the Katrina victim, the relief effort that's going on down in New Orleans. So there's a lot of the folks that were tremendously impacted, unfortunately, were people of color. And I think that, you know, people that do that sort of stuff, I think there's a certain something about them that you get a feeling that, you know, they have a heart inside, they've got a soul. They care about one another. You know, this is what it's about. It's really about caring about one another. When you make remarks like he made, it shows disdain for one another. And that's what you got to get rid of.
All right. Last question for you. Does he ever get off the hook, do you think?
I believe in forgiving. I think everybody deserves a second or a third chance sometimes. Hey, you perfect? I'm not perfect. Far
no,
from
hey, man. No, not me.
You know? That was rhetorical, Jay.
I hear you, brother. Thank you, Walt.
You know, I mean, hey, you got to give the guy a second chance. Everybody's entitled to at least a second chance, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. Walt, thanks.
Have a good one.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm just going to relate a story to you, just the facts. We saw Michael Richards in a club in Boulder in 79, I believe. Now, do you remember... There was a show called Fridays. It was kind of like a West Coast answer to Saturday Night Live. It was real short-lived.
Right.
And he had a character on there called Battle Boy. Remember the guy?
I don't remember, but I remember hearing of the show.
Yeah, it was a real popular character, and he's really nuts. Anyways, we saw him in a stand-up thing, and he went off the track much the same way he did. Well, it wasn't as racial, but suffice it to say, it was a very crowded club, probably 200-300 people. An old club called the Blue Note. It's been gone a long time. It was on the Pearl Street Mall in the West End there. He went over to the side of the stage, smashed open the fire extinguisher, and sprayed the entire audience with a fire extinguisher. Now, he kind of assumed it was this CO2 stuff, which is kind of a harmless gas, but it was this powdered stuff, which is another type of fire extinguisher, and it burns the eyes and the mucous membranes, if, you know, when you inhale it. It's not toxic. But this was shortly after this Bhopal, India incident, and he went off the track thinking he had poisoned the entire audience, and he was equally as insane on stage as that tape that you just played. So he was doing that on stage in 79, totally off the track. So the audience, having been sprayed with this stuff that was burning their eyes, were running to the back to get away from this stuff and running out into the streets. And I remember the manager just storming right up the aisle and just screaming at the top of his lungs just to get that off the stage. And the whole thing came to a screeching halt. And unbelievably, the show restarted about 20 or 30 minutes later, and we were there. We went back in and saw the second part of the show, and it was just pathetic. I mean, it was just worse than his appearance on Letterman, and it was, you know, so we just finally got up and left in the middle of it. He was the same way he was talking to those people. He was saying, oh, you're leaving, you can't leave. You know, people were just walking out on him.
But I would say so that leads you to the conclusion of?
Well, the guy has been that insane for most of his career. He's been over the edge. You know, artists need to push the envelope, but he has pushed the envelope pretty far for quite a long time. And I don't know, chickens might be coming home to roost on him, you know. He just can't get away with that kind of behavior, that far out on the edge for forever. So,
well, do we believe him and forgive him, or do you think his career is dead?
I don't believe the guy is a racist. First of all, I think he really does the whole thing where he pushes the edge, you know, kind of like the same way this Borat guy is doing that, where he's making this anti-Semitism so blatant that you have to, you know, it kind of flips on you, like it throws you, you know, into this mode of like, God, this is a horrible thing. So I think that's kind of where he comes from, but I don't think people get it. I think a lot of people are kind of like, you know, they just don't understand what he's trying to do. So I don't think he's a racist. I don't, you know, I accept his apology, but I've accepted his apology before. And it's, you know, he's just pretty crazy. So, you know.
All right, quickly, career killer, yes or no?
I think it might be. I think it might be. I don't think I would go, like you said, I don't think I'd go see him.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's an instant message at am760.net. Michael Richards is definitely prejudiced, as are all human beings, and very possibly a bigot. Sure sounded like it, but he would have to overtly attempt to undermine a person's civil rights to be considered a racist. I'm not sure he went that far. That comes from Charlie. And Jay, your last caller believed in forgiveness. Would he forgive give Mel a second chance? As you pointed out, Letterman was just about bending over backwards to let people know that Michael Richards was okay and good luck, etc. Would he have done that with Mel Gibson? Mel Gibson was crucified because he's a Christian. John. I reject that. I don't believe that he was crucified because he was a Christian. I think Mel Gibson got into trouble because he was anti-Semitic, which is the same thing as being a racist. And he had a pattern of it. Mel Gibson has a pattern of it. This guy, Richards, doesn't seem to have a pattern of it. 749, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with traffic.
Well, Jay, we were dealing with some delays from that crash southbound 25 at 84th, but not any longer. Got that out of the way pretty quickly, and traffic just returning to the normal congestion through there now from 104th down to 84th. 84th. Pretty busy still in the downtown if you're anywhere south of I-70, southbound I-25. And, of course, we have a lot of the normal congestion elsewhere, including eastbound 6th, approaching your I-25 merge, and C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Weather today, looking for high clouds and record warmth, 74 degrees for the high. Right now, mostly cloudy, 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Michelin Winter Tires, the safety of starting, stopping, and cornering traction.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Resident ethicist Melanie Sloan and Al Franken Show Hollywood correspondent Lawrence O'Donnell, all on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learnt your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
A few years ago, I was hit by a drunk driver. The impact crushed my nose, knocked out 6 of my teeth, and broke 4 ribs in both my legs. It destroyed my car, but the damage didn't end there. The crash also shattered my sense of well-being, threw my future out of alignment, broadsided my family, rattled my confidence, shook my faith, derailed my career, rocked my marriage, devastated my wife, terrified my children, crushed my hopes. The crash was a long time ago, but me, my family, we're all still feeling it.
Even long after a drunk driving crash, survivors can still feel the impact again and again every day. But MAD Victim Services can help. We offer emotional, financial, and legal guidance to the victims of drunk driving. MAD knows how to help because we've been there too. For more information about MAD Victim Services, call 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-MADDHELP or visit MAD.org. We help survivors survive.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get it on podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. High today, 71. We're talking about Michael Richards losing his temper. We're going to talk about it into the next hour, too, and about his racist rants and whether you can forgive him. Do you think his career's over with? And do you believe that he's racist? Let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Joe in Aurora. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Caller here. Always love your show, man. Listen, I think I saw it yesterday. I was kind of blown away. This is just a guy I've always admired as a performer, and as a performer myself, I've always liked him. And I'm just kind of surprised by it, disappointed by it. But is this something that should ruin this guy's career? I'm just not buying that. I mean, somebody brought up the point I think earlier about Mel Gibson. You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. Somebody brought up the point about Mel Gibson and the fact that he went on a tirade. And the guy's getting ready to put out a blockbuster movie here. I mean,
we'll see if it's a blockbuster. We'll see how many people go.
In this country, people are going to go just out of curiosity. They're going to go. They're going to go. Let's see what the freak show is all about. That's what it's all about. And this is kind of the same thing. I don't think this guy's career is going to be ruined. He lost his control. He lost his cool. And, you know, people talk about things being racist. I mean, to me, if this is something that I'm going to blow a gasket over as an African-American, I've got more concerns about how education funds are distributed in this state. That's racist to me. That's a concern to me. We spend tons of money in this state with our gambling addiction, our lottery, on parks and recreation. This has been going on for 20, 25 years. Yeah, we're struggling right now to figure out where are we going to come up with the money. Well, let's get the money from there to help with education. You know, so that's a real concern for me.
Well, you're right. There's a big uneven achievement gap between African Americans and Hispanics and whites and Asians. There was an article yesterday, I think it was front page cover story on the New York Times about this and about the No Child Left Behind Act. So you're right about that. Those are problems. But I agree with you 100% and they're definitely worth worrying about. But I got to tell you something. I'm not inclined to go see anything Mel Gibson does.
I understand it. And what I'm saying to you is, there's a difference. When we're talking about racism, we're talking about things you think, things you say, things you do. At this stage in our country's history, we ought to be worried about what you do. We ought to be worried about Ken Blackwell disenfranchising his own people during the 2004 elections. He's an African-American. I'm an African-American. That concerns me. That's what you do. This man went nuts and said some things that were really unfortunate. Now we're getting ready to hang him. You know, to me, I'm concerned about what you do. We all ought to be start developing a little bit more thicker skins in this country, worry about the things that really matter, and stop hemming and hawing and bumping our gums about things that really don't matter in the great scheme of things.
All right, but let me ask you a very important question here before I run out of time.
What?
Suppose you were in that audience. What would you think?
I would have been offended. I would have gotten up. But at the end of the day, what is that in the great scheme of things? This is what I'm trying to say. What is that in the great scheme of things? If I've got to compare something that is truly unfortunate and sad versus something that's truly that's harmful, I point to Ken Blackwell disenfranchising.
Yeah, and I also and I would agree with you. Of course, I'd also have to point back that where is Ken Blackwell today? He got defeated at the ballot box. But thanks,
exactly,
Joe.
What I'm saying, but the
appreciate it. I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll continue this topic. A couple lines open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost a half a million dollars worth of business.
up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. An Alabama town mourns its dead. It was standing room only at a prayer vigil for three high school girls killed in yesterday's Huntsville, Alabama school bus crash. Pastor T.C. Johnson calls the town's grief a test of faith.
We just want to be there to provide counsel and help and let them know that we're with them in that struggle, that hurt.
CBS's Mark Strassman tells us the bus ran off an interstate highway and plunged 30 feet after it was apparently cut off.
There were some reports that possibly the driver of the car was playing some game of chicken with the bus. Investigators say they're looking at everything, but so far haven't said that that was really an issue involved in all this.
A very popular toy is being recalled. Julie Zalise with the Consumer Product Safety Commission says it's Mattel's Polly Pocket magnetic playset.
The problem is the small magnets inside the accessories and clothing can come loose. They can also fall out. And if a child ingests more than one of these magnets, it can be a very, very serious hazard to that child.
Overseas, Syria and Iraq have reestablished diplomatic relations. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad.
Syria and Iraq's foreign ministers signed the document restoring diplomatic ties that were cut 24 years ago. There's no doubt it was a diplomatic breakthrough. Aside from general goodwill, the Syrians are saying they want to help quell the spiraling violence in Iraq.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says Syria's involvement is a good thing.
I've always maintained that one should engage them and that they should be part of the solution.
In Lebanon, political and sectarian tensions are already at a fever pitch. Now comes word that cabinet minister and Christian leader Pierre Jemayel has been shot and killed. Jemayel was the son of a former Lebanese president. CBS News Middle East analyst Fuad Ajami says the entire family supported the anti-Syrian majority in parliament.
They are believers in Lebanese nationalism. They are believers in the independence of Lebanon from the wider forces and the wider currents of the Arab world around Lebanon.
He says he's not a racist. Seinfeld co-star Michael Richards went on David Letterman's show last night to apologize for hurling racial insults at two Los Angeles nightclub hecklers who happen to be black.
For this to happen, for me to be in a comedy club and flip out and say this crap, you know, I'm deeply, deeply sorry.
One top Hollywood publicist calls the tirade a career ruiner. Fred Goldman tells the CBS News Early Show it proves that the voices of the people can be heard. Goldman was one of those voices speaking out against O.J. Simpson's If I Did It book and TV interview, which News Corp has decided to cancel. Nicole Brown Simpson's sister Denise accuses News Corp of trying to buy her family's silence on the project by offering millions of dollars before the book and show were canceled. In early trading, the Dow is down a fraction, so is NASDAQ. This is CBS News.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Ace One Day Sale happening this Friday only, November 24th, at your neighborhood Ace stores. You'll find great gift ideas like a 7-inch portable DVD player with bonus accessory kit for just $69.99. Or get a 5-gigabyte RCA MP3 player plus 100 free song downloads for just $99.99. Doors open at 7 a.m., so shop early at the Ace One Day Sale going on this Friday. Quantities limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission has approved Xcel Energy's proposed electric rate increases for this winter. Commission allowing Xcel to up its rates by $107 million starting January 1st. The new rate's expected to increase the monthly bill for homes and businesses by nearly 8%. The average residential customer for your home is going to be more than $4 a month. The commission also approved Xcel's plan to start charging late-paying customers a 1% penalty. Supporters of Referendum 1A in Denver declaring victory. The Denver Election Commission is still counting ballots, but the initiative is ahead by more votes than the number of ballots remaining. Referendum 1A will pay for preschool for all Denver four-year-olds through sales tax revenues.
Denver is definitely on the cutting edge in terms of funding preschool for four-year-olds. We hope to be setting a great example for not only the rest of the state, but also across the nation.
They expect to begin funding students by next fall. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, I-25 seeing a lot of traffic this morning. Definitely. The wreck that was there southbound 25 to 84th is gone, but we still have that stretch really clogged back to 104th. No let up for southbound lanes into downtown, northbound through the bridges. Very busy this morning. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood seeing those backups to Sheridan. And we had a northbound Washington wreck at East 45th. That's off the highway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, high clouds and record warmth, 74 degrees for the high. Currently mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're looking for a dessert idea the whole family will love, check out Colossal Pies and Cakes at King Soopers. You'll find a great variety of decadent choices, including Colossal Chocolate Cake, Pumpkin Pie, Caramel Apple Pie, and more. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, An Inconvenient Truth, You, Me, and Dupree, Scoop, and What's Up Rockers. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available at 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
There's a great deal of disturbance in this country and how blacks feel about what happened in Katrina. And you know, many of the comics, many performers are in Las Vegas and New Orleans trying to raise money for what happened there. And for this to happen, for me to be in a comedy club and flip out and say this crap, you know, I'm deeply, deeply sorry.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's becoming sunny today. It should become sunny. A little cloudiness out there now. And a high today of 71, and it's good to be with you. We're talking about the Michael Richards situation. I can't even play that tape again. I can't. Don't put it. I can't. If you haven't heard him, you're going to have to go find it on the internet. The thing is painful to listen to, and it's painful to listen to his apology on Letterman as well. But the question I'm asking is do you think he's racist? Do you think it ends his career? And are you capable of forgiving him for what he has done? 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Do you view us as being a forgiving society? We like the idea of redemption. There's no question about that. Don't we like the idea of redemption? We do like the idea of redemption. If somebody goes through bad times and triumphs over it and is able to turn their life around, we're able pretty much to forgive them. And we like tales of redemption. People who have suffered alcohol, drug abuse, have gone through other things, and they're able to rebuild their lives. You have to admire them. I mean, that's how we are. It's people who do wrong and then they are not contrite over what they have done that they're the ones that we don't forgive. I can understand where he was coming from. I'm not defending what he did, but I can understand where he's coming from. I've felt angry. Angry at listeners. Angry at listeners a lot. A lot of times I share that anger with my shrink, who, by the way, I'm going to see today. And I've said some cruel things. But not like that. And I think for a lot of us who do this, I mean, I think that's our greatest fear. That's our greatest fear, is to get in here and to slip and to say something or do something, and then it's out there and you can't take it back. Now, this little video of this incident, has been looked at on the internet by over 1 million people. And a lot of guys have been on this guy, Michael Richards, case. I can't defend what he did. Can you defend what he did? I can't defend what he did. I think he definitely does have some problems. And maybe, you know what, maybe what it amounts to is maybe unless you walk a mile, that old cliche, unless you walk a mile in his shoes and have done something and said something terrible, been publicly embarrassed like that, then maybe going through that, maybe that's just really hard to understand that. Maybe that's really hard to understand. And let me go to Art and Fortin, because Art and Fortin says that we're all too thin-skinned, and I don't know that I totally and completely buy that argument. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Art. It's your turn.
Yeah, well, I think that caller earlier, that African-American actor, he's just right on the call in earlier. He's exactly right. We ought to be worried more about educational problems and good about worrying about what actors and musicians and politicians are saying and worry about things that are important. We get too caught up in these ridiculous little things that people say when we all say.
Yeah, but I don't think carrying on like that in front of African Americans and yelling at them and calling them racist names, I don't think is like a little thing. I don't consider that to be a little thing. Do you consider that to be a little thing? And if you were, you know, if that were you, would you consider it to be a little thing?
No, but it's momentary. We're all going to get over it in 2 days. It's momentary.
Well, I don't know.
There's something to say it. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not over what Mel Gibson did.
Well, I'm over it. I mean, he's
well, are
probably
you Jewish? Are you Jewish?
Anti-Semitic.
Are
no,
you
I'm
Jewish?
Not Jewish?
Well, maybe it doesn't affect you the same way.
It does affect me. I happen to have a son-in-law that's Jewish, and I happen to love him very much. He's a great guy. But like he said, he's probably anti-Semitic, but there's a lot of people that are anti-Semitic. You might as well get over it and just live with it, because that's the way the world works.
No, and, you know what? I reject that argument 100%.
Well,
just get over it, because that's the way the world works. Well, if we all felt that way, then we could. At what point do you draw the line on that argument? So in other words, there's corruption in the world, and that's the way the world is, and we ought to just get
no,
over it.
No,
there's starvation in the world, But how far do you take that?
Well, you don't. You realize what the real value of what you're saying. If somebody says that they call you a foul name, you say, "Okay, I'm not that. You know, I don't care about this person. I don't want to be around that person. You know." And just like with Mel Gibson, a lot of people won't go to his movies.
Yeah, I'm one of them who won't.
Well, I went to his movie. I mean, I don't like what he said, but I think it's a good idea. It's like
Then why would you go to his movies if you didn't like what he said?
I wanted to see the movie.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that solves that problem. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think we're spending way too much time on this, and I think we're taken something that a
company... All right, what would you rather talk about?
I'm just saying...
No, seriously, what would you rather talk about? What is more pressing that is going on right now that we haven't covered since 6 o'clock this morning that you'd rather talk about? Just give it to me and we'll switch.
Education.
Okay, start. All right, hang on.
Okay.
John, clear all the callers. We're going to switch now to education because Jeff thinks it's a better topic. So go ahead, Jeff. You're on.
Okay, you're turning my words around, Jay, and I don't like it, okay?
Well, I don't care whether you like it or you don't like it. I mean, I don't care whether you like it or you don't like it. You said there are better things to talk about. I asked you what those better things to talk about are, and you said education, so let's talk about education.
Well, that's the point.
Let's talk about education. What about education? What troubles you about education that you think
education?
Is a better thing to talk about?
Oh, well, let's talk about how we've integrated the schools and how we've brought black people and white people and Spanish people together. Let's talk about, if you want to talk about integration and all those kind of things, we can talk about that too. Let's talk about how we're teaching kids Spanish in elementary school, how my kid has to learn Spanish. Let's talk about a lot of things. If you want to talk about race, we can talk about race within education. I think that's where it starts. So we can get back to this point of, race in our education. And obviously, this comedian who made a statement, who took it too far and made a mistake, apologized for it, and we spent 3 days on the news about it. I watched CNN. I watched MSNBC.
Stop talking about it. It's no big deal. Stop talking about it. Let's talk about education. Then don't say anything more about it, and let's talk about education.
Okay.
Don't say a word more about it. Let's talk about education because that's what you want to talk about.
Well, I think you're emphasizing the point on that's what I want to talk about.
Well, that's what you said. Do I have to play the tape back?
The point is, Jay, that yes, we've spent too much time on it.
All right, then move to something else, for God's sakes. Pick something, anything. What do you want to talk about? Pick anything you want.
Are you feeling okay? Are you doing okay? You sound a little stressed out this morning. Are you doing all right?
You know why I'm stressed out? I'm going to tell you why I'm stressed out.
Why are you stressed out?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to lay it all out.
Okay.
I don't give a damn if I never come back to work here again.
Well, we want you to come back to work.
No, I don't care. I don't care. You want to know something? Let me tell you something.
Okay. All right.
There's a core of people who listen to this radio station.
Yeah.
And they want to talk about the same thing every single day. And no matter how much you do of that thing, it's never enough. And usually it always surrounds one little thing. And it always goes back to one little thing, which is how bad Bush is, how terrible the administration is, how god-awful things are.
Well,
you can't take an hour and a half, 15 minutes, 20 minutes of a side trip into any other topic about anything that's going on. Never mind the fact that this particular story is not only horrifying, it's not only tragic, but it's like all over the news. But no, that's not enough. What we need to be covering is, we need to be covering Foreign Policy 101 or Economics 101. No, but that's the message, and I not only get it from you, I get it from everybody. And you want to know something? Let me tell you something about it, okay? Number one, I get tired of it. Number two, you know what? It's not fun. It's not fun the way talk radio used to be. It used to be fun. It isn't fun anymore. You know what it is now? It's like I got to haul my fat ass out of bed, come here every single day, and do this, and I'm sick of it. That's what it amounts to. Okay? I'm sick of having to do the same crap over and over again, day in and day out.
How about that? Well, what I think is, Jay, is you've done a great job, and I contribute a lot to your effort. With what happened on the elections to you, guys like Ed Schultz, radio talk shows, people out there who actually care. And you care. And that message comes through in everything that you talk about. And I guess the point is when I called this morning to say that we've overblown this, I've watched 2 days on the news. I get in my car. I turn on the radio.
Don't talk about it anymore.
Then don't
talk about it anymore because you know what? That's not what we're going to do. And I'll tell you what we're going to start doing starting tomorrow. I'm going to book on policy people. That's what I'm going to do, and we're going to start doing guests. And we're going to start having elongated discussions about all of this stuff, and we will never touch culture, or anything going on in the real world again.
That's not what I'm saying, Jay. And like I said, when we start talking about education, how we've integrated people together, how we brought people together, how we're teaching them Spanish in elementary school, how we're trying to get rid of the seed of racism through our school system and through each other by recognizing it and letting it go. If this was a world leader that came out and said this, you know, N-word, then yeah, that guy should be removed. He's a comedian. He's one person in a sea of maybe a lot of people that think that way or would say that word. I've heard black people use that word and never been once criticized for it. If they don't want to be called the N-word, quit using it. Quit calling each other the N-word. If you plant the seeds that will grow in a positive way instead of a negative way. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anything else?
No, Jay.
eBay is proud to sponsor unofficial, official National Sleepin' Day, the day after Thanksgiving, with more gifts than you could ever imagine. From video games to cowboy boots, you'll find the perfect present for everyone on your list. Without getting up at 4 a.m. to find it. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
Today, high clouds and record warmth, 74 degrees for the high, currently mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen six distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Columbine Valley Liquors in Littleton reminds you that you hear a lot of talk about waste these days. Waste of time, money, and energy. But what about the needless waste of children's lives on the roads caused by reckless, careless driving? Think before you get behind the wheel. This message courtesy of Columbine Valley Liquors at 3615 West Bowles in Littleton. For all your holiday beverage needs, call Columbine Valley Liquors at 303-730-2234. They're on the air for kids' sake.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attended November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be right back.
760 Progressive Talk. Okay, let's talk about something else then. This is not relevant enough. Yeah, you know, doesn't it ever strike any of you that, particularly those who send emails and call up and make these comments about how it's not relevant? Does it strike any of you? Do you ever watch Keith Olbermann's Countdown? Do you ever watch that show? It's growing in numbers. More and more people are watching it. What do you think that is? Now, he's only on for an hour. Now, does he do straight politics? Hardcore politics, does he do that for an hour straight? Does he? No. He does other things, doesn't he? He does Oddball. He talks about celebrity news and gossip. He does other things. Or let me put it to you another way. How about this? How about from the time you get up tomorrow morning until the time you go to bed tomorrow night, you have to, at every single meal that you eat, you have to have chocolate cake and milk. We'll throw milk in because we know you need to have something to drink. So you have to have chocolate cake and milk every single day for an entire week. How do you think you feel about the fifth day of that? Would you be thinking maybe about having a piece of salmon? Maybe a steak? Maybe a little Mexican food? Maybe even a bowl of rice? Because you'd be so sick of it, you couldn't take it anymore. Well, variety is the spice of life. So what makes you guys think, what makes you think out there, hello? What makes you think out there that doing straight politics, sun up to sun down, works? That's successful? That's what we have to do every single day? See, the difference is that you might listen to it in 15-minute increments, but what about those people who don't listen to it in 15-minute increments? What a morning show should be about is it should be about what's going on in the news, regardless of whether you deem it relevant or not. Now, if I had come in here this morning and had not talked about this story, I guarantee you that management would have called both John Turk and myself in the office and said, why didn't you? I should have said, well, we didn't do it because our listeners don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it. They're above it. It's beneath them. That kind of stuff is intellectually beneath them. They don't want to deal with it. Is running a radio station about getting the most listeners you possibly can? Or is it about getting the least amount of listeners that you possibly can? Think about that for a second. And do you think that most people feel the way you do, or do you think that a small minority feels as you do? And if our job is to try to get the most listeners that we possibly can, are we going to get the most listeners that we possibly can? And are we going to look at life from a progressive liberal perspective? Are we going to be able to get that by doing the big stories in the news and the things that people are talking about? Or are we going to get that by going over the same ground every single day all the time? Which do you think works? Because if we're going to go over the same ground all the time, and if we're going to do the same thing all the time, then John and I will just make a recording. And the recording will say the following. Bush sucks. Bush is wrong. Bush is at fault. Bush sucks. Bush is wrong. Bush is at fault. And then we might alternate it occasionally and throw in Cheney is wrong. Cheney sucks. Cheney is at fault. And then we might alternate a little bit more by saying the Republican Congress is at fault and the Republican Congress sucks. We all know that, and we cover that stuff on a continuing basis. But you can't do the same thing every single day in and day out. Because what ends up happening is you get the least amount of listeners, not the most amount of listeners. How do I know this? I must be wrong. Jay's wrong. How do I know this? because I've been doing it for a long time. That's how I know. That's why doing talk radio on this radio station, and particularly doing a live show on this radio station, is 20 times more difficult than it is on doing it on the other radio stations. Because I hate to say this, but this is one of the least tolerant audiences I've ever dealt with. That's sad. And if you even bother to respond an email with any kind of an argument, oh boy, then people really get tensed up. And the first thing they do is they try to compare you to Rush Limbaugh. Really sad. Sad. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, the commute definitely heating up now. We've got a two-car crash westbound C-470 that's affecting your commute between King Carl and Quincy. The wreck is off on the left shoulder, but it's partially blocking the left lane, so rescue and police are on scene there. Problems as well for your southbound right along 225, a disabled vehicle creating some stop and go from Colfax to Mississippi, and we still had northbound Washington at East 45th in the final cleanup stages.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You needed to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Before you go anyplace else, shop Joseph A. Bank for America's best menswear at incredible prices. A huge selection of leather jackets, regularly $550 to $600, now $179. Cashmere blazers, just $299. All merino wool sweaters, two for $79. Even cashmere V-neck sweaters, regularly $275, now $99. Consider all micro suede sport coats, $99. A huge selection of fall dress pants, $69. And an incredible selection of sport shirts and all executive pinpoint dress shirts, only $25. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. Cashmere V-neck sweaters, now only $99.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:34, 34 minutes after 8. High today, 71, AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can instant message me at am760.net. Check this email out. Hi, Jay. I think Michael Richards is a bigot. To be a racist, he would have to actually oppress someone in some way. Hell, maybe he has. I can't say for sure. I'm black, and I was offended. His excuse that he lost his temper after being heckled isn't an excuse at all. A comedian named Bill Burr was heckled by a massive crowd in Philly a couple of months back. And yes, he ripped into the crowd. He was vulgar, but he wasn't bigoted at all. You can hand the blank of a crowd right back to them without having to do that, what Richards did. Burr did more sedate versions of that when he played Comedy Works back in August, made fun of a guy, and that was that. We've all flown off the handle. I know I have, and you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. I know you've had your issues, and you try to keep them in check, but I love it when you get on the callers just like you are right now, as this guy wants to change the topic. I'm liberal. I'm progressive. But I hate how liberals and progressives want to make everything so damn warm and fuzzy. Let's have an exchange of ideas and work out the differences, sure. No one always likes conflict, but you really have to get get in there and get into somebody's face from time to time. My girlfriend loves you. We have always said that one day you will flip out and we'll totally understand, and we'll totally understand when it happens. Embrace the name we've given you, Screamin' Jay Marvin. Don't let the pastors get you down. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Well, you know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's this part about progressives and intellectuals is like,
oh, if you don't elevate the tone of the discussion, I'm going to go back to National Public Radio. Then you know what? Get the hell out of here. Leave already.
John likes it, don't you, John? John's been wanting to say it for months. Haven't you, John? Just open up the mic and admit it, man. You can go still bring me in, because you don't want to get fired. So I'm probably going to get fired. That's okay, though. I don't care. But it's true. It's very true.
We don't want to talk about it.
We're too, you know, it's like negative campaigning. It's like political campaigns. It's like negative campaigning, okay? We keep getting the crap kicked out of us by these negative ads. And if Democratic candidates try to get into negative campaigning or do any degree of it, it's like, oh, you can't do that. We're better than that. We're above all of that kind of behavior. It's true, isn't it? It's like when people ask you what radio station you listen to. Oh, who, me? I listen to NPR. Not because maybe you do, but because it sounds good, doesn't it? I listen to NPR. I like classical music. Bull. What classical CDs do you have? Rachmaninoff. Well, you only got one? Well, no, I listen to it on the radio because telling somebody I listen to classical music, it sounds good. I don't watch that stuff on TV. Well, what do you watch? PBS. We only have PBS on in my house. Really? Then, how do you know so much about Desperate Housewives? Well, I read about it. It's that whole attitude. And look, you know what? The right wing's got it, too. I mean, they've got it, too. I've worked in that radio, too. They've got it, too. Listen to them talk. Everything they own's American. They got a flag the size of a mile-high stadium outside their house. And, by God, when their leadership tells them something, let's go do it. And if you don't think it's right, then there's something wrong with you. You're anti-American. And that's right where they go. I mean, you try to have any kind of debate with them, and they'll go right for that jugular vein. Right for it. Okay, should I take a call? Let's go to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm glad you brought this up because I think there's an important lesson to be drawn from this whole thing. This guy's apology sounded really sincere to me. And, you know, most of the stuff you hear, whether it's Mel Gibson or Trent Lauder, dozens in between, all that stuff sounds like it's crafted by PR people. And I think this thing was heartfelt. You know, I just heard it on your segment this morning, and I'd like to tie this into Governor Wallace. You know, once he saw the error of his ways, he spent the rest of his life walking the talk, trying to make amends for everything. You know, hiring black staffers, working for civil rights, all the rest of that stuff. And that is really rare. So I think, you know, I think there's a real good lesson to be drawn from this.
I felt uncomfortable watching that and listening to his apology because, yeah, I mean, I felt like he was really emotionally caught and trapped and had done this terrible thing and knew that he had done this terrible thing and maybe wasn't sure where it came from or how it got out there. And, you know, as much as that stuff, see, I think that stuff's deplorable, and I think you've got to stand up at every turn of the mile, and you've always got to denounce it. And I don't care who does it, whether it's a so-called entertainment type, a politician, a sports athlete, or, you know, a guy who's riding on the light rail with you. I mean, you have to denounce that stuff. Because if you let it slack, if you let it go, if you let it slip, if you let it continue to happen, then it becomes socially acceptable and it becomes okay. And it's not socially acceptable and it's not okay. But on the other hand, there for the grace of God go I, right? So how many of us have not lost our temper?
I think it would be very few.
And stepped over the line. And when we did step over the line, did we wish there was somebody there to throw us a lifeline?
Yeah.
Well, maybe what we ought to do is maybe we ought to throw him a lifeline.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that what you played was also on video. Was that a video clip or just audio? I mean, was that...
Oh, no, it's video, too.
It's
you
video
just,
too.
Yeah, it's video, too.
I don't know. Where was it?
Which part? The actual ranting or the...
No, what you played this morning, his uncomfortable... I mean, that...
Oh, the confession, you mean?
Yeah, it was so painful, man.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where we got that from. Might have gotten it from CBS. I don't know where we got it from.
So it was a live video interview.
Right.
Okay. Well, it sounded pretty real to me. I just heard the audio. But, you know, I think, too, if some more people had followed Governor Wallace's kind of path, maybe Harold Ford would have been elected.
Yeah. I think redemption is not a bad thing. I think it's not a bad thing. Maybe I ought to think about it when it comes to Mel Gibson, as painful as that is for me. But redemption is not a bad thing. Jack, thank you, man.
You're welcome, Jay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Keith in Greeley. Keith, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad you're talking about this. Because I'm kind of getting sick of the whole listening about Iraq every day from everybody, not just you. But my comment is that I think that if this would have been Chris Rock yelling out cracker at some white guy, it wouldn't even have been covered. It wouldn't have got a second worth of the cover time on the news. I mean, or if it would have been a black guy yelling at a black guy, the same thing could have been the exact same words. It wouldn't even have been covered. I think there's a huge double standard, and I don't like it.
Well, I don't think I totally agree with you. I think if it's somebody prominent, and I think that they're in a public place, and they're in a performance setting, or even just in a public place, and they lose their temper, okay? They're not doing it as comedy. They lose their temper, and they blurt that stuff out. I think it would get covered.
So you think if Chris Rock was in the same place, and you and me and Al Franken are sitting on in the deal, and we're heckling him, and he started in on us, and
yes.
Jewish slurs, and
yes.
Everything would have
yes.
happened, do you think it would have got covered?
Yes.
I disagree.
Well,
I think that the media, and I think that people, I don't know, I mean, Reverend Jesse Jackson, all these guys are trying to keep prejudice alive.
Yeah, but that's not, you know what, that's not really true. I mean, look at Reverend, you know, I'm glad you brought Jesse Jackson's name up. I mean, when Jesse Jackson made that anti-Semitic comment about Hymietown, did it get covered?
I don't know. I mean,
oh, yeah, it did. It got covered. Okay. It got lots of coverage.
Okay.
I mean, there's an example. I mean,
yeah.
you're living in an age now of a lot of media and a lot of transparency, and you're living in an age now where the rumor that Tom Cruise might not have fit into his wedding tux gets covered. If Chris Rock or any other prominent African-American comedian and or actor in anger lost control of themselves and called a white guy a cracker or a Jew a slang term, it would get covered in the media. It would not be let go.
Okay.
And there are examples where it has happened.
Well, I think you could be right. I am not going to disagree with you on that. But the thing about it is I think there's a double standard. I think that like Richards, he's in a position where he's in the spotlight, and then on top of that, he says something like this, and it gets magnified and just blown completely out of proportion.
How's it magnified if you're yelling racial epithets at somebody because you're angry at them and you're in a so-called position of supposed to be a professional and in a position of some degree of responsibility and you blow that?
He's human. I mean, that's the only excuse he's got. You and I might have been in the same position. I mean, I can see the reason why people get so upset. I mean, is a lot to do, I think, with the fact that, you know, there's so much of a double standard.
Well, where's there a double standard? I don't understand where you're saying there's a double standard.
Okay, same thing. If Chris Rock would have been up there and yelled the N-word at a bunch of black guys, it would have been funny. Everybody went, that's
not if, not if he had done it in anger, it wouldn't have been. If he had done it as social satire, you might have been able to excuse it away. If he had done it in anger, people would have gotten angry back. I mean,
how do you know?
Because that's human nature.
Right, but, I mean, you hear black people say that to black people all the time, and I don't think that's right.
Maybe that's a cultural thing among African Americans that, as a couple of white guys, you and I aren't going to understand. There's a lot of things that go on out there that I, because I'm white, that I don't get, and there's a lot of things that you probably don't get either, and maybe somebody will call up and enlighten us as to what that is, and we'll get it. But right now, we just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jay, thanks. I hear the music. I'll let you go.
All right, Keith. Take care, man.
Thank you.
847 AM 760, Progressive Traffic, and let's get it from Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Two areas for longer the delays than usual. We have westbound C-470 bogged down by a two-car approaching Quincy. Left lane partially blocked and traffic backing up behind it. Stahl also has traffic slowing southbound 225 between Colfax and Mississippi, even though that's out of traffic lanes. And no real change for southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen, or into downtown. Still very busy in both areas. Weather today looking for high clouds and record warmth, a high of 74. Tonight partly cloudy and breezy, 38. Right now mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michael. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Office Depot pre-Thanksgiving sale. You'll find low prices on computers, digital cameras, MP3 players.
eBay is proud to sponsor unofficial, official National Sleep-In Day, the day after Thanksgiving, with more gifts than you could ever imagine. From video games to cowboy boots, you'll find the perfect present for everyone on your list. Without getting up at 4 a.m. to find it. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
In Iraq, how does this affect the present U.S. policy and strategy?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
848, it's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're looking for a unique and memorable gift this holiday season? Well, what about the gift of a better night's sleep? That's right, you can really give a good night's sleep with a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. This is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always fun to get a gift and to give a gift that you can enjoy as well. The dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own Sleep Number on the same bed. Or what about the kids, parents, or a bed for the guest room? Everybody can benefit from the deeper, more restorative sleep on the Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number bed number is between 75 and 80, but I've had it up as 85, as high as 85. And I know that I'm getting the best sleep of my life. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to my needs each and every night. And then Mary, she turns around and she personalizes it to hers. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but in industry tests, it has proven to last twice as long. And we're living proof of that. We've had ours, and we've moved all over the place with it, and it still works as good as the day we got it. And unlike most other mattresses, the Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and has been a consumer best buy and is backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your local Select Comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. And now, through November the 27th, you can get no interest and no payment until 2008 on your new Sleep Number bed. Start sleeping better this holiday season. Visit a Select Comfort store. You'll find Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, they're in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
Alliance Commercial Partners wants to remind you that you can be the life of the party, and it's really easy to do. First, you volunteer to drive. Second, you volunteer not to drink. These simple steps ensure a safe trip for you, your passengers, and other motorists. It's the best insurance policy you can get. Be the life of the party. Be a designated driver. This is from Alliance Commercial Partners in Lakewood. That's Alliance Commercial Partners, showing their concern for the welfare and the future of our community.
It's Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, where we're bringing in the finest of premium and designer brands. So to drive the point home, we've also brought in a fancy pants British announcer.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HDTVs, all at Sam's Club's brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club, Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
The Joneses like things fast. They use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Heartburn? Painful.
Zantac. Thank you.
And then later.
Better? Completely. Zantac's fast.
The Joneses know Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn. And more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
Curse?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
53 minutes after 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 71. Coming up, I'll look at the media with Media Matters. That's coming up after 9 o'clock. Right now we're talking about Michael Richards. And let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Rich in Denver, who's been hanging on. Rich, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, Jay. First, I'd like to tell you, I've listened to you ever since you came on in Denver and you left and you came back. I think you're a valuable asset, period, on talk radio. You have always laid it straight, and I think that's the reason I personally feel so strongly about this particular issue. And when I say this issue, I mean all these people who have called you that have said, you know, this is blowing it out of proportion, it's too much, it's too big. I don't think that any of them are thinking about what Richards was saying in the sense of who he was talking about. The black people of this country, and I'm not black, but the black people of this country have gone through, up to the last 75 years, the worst of the worst that any group of people except the Jews could possibly have gone through. 500 years of slavery, of third-class citizenship, of being treated as not a human being, and yet even today, we've in Richard's case, in anger, regardless of why he did it, what he was doing was taking that concept of blacks as inferiors from the past and just continuing to push that into the face of the people who have had to, their ancestors who have had to endure this kind of vicious and vile anti-humanism. And that's why it's important to talk about it. If it were a different group out there, no other group except the Jews and the blacks have that kind of incredibly negative background when it comes to being made fun of or being treated poorly, and yet he wants to move on to something else. You know, politics are great. They are fun. But this issue is big, and it's an issue that we just don't want to face in this country.
Well, Hispanics are now... Muslims and Arabs are now starting to
get the same thing.
Are starting to become the enemies, and are starting to get the same thing. But what fascinates me about this is this idea of by some of these people, this idea that it's no big thing, and that we all have are too thin of skins. Since when is talking like this, regardless of who you are? Since when is this socially acceptable? And it reminds me of working on a conservative radio station where that's their line about everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
agree.
Get a thicker skin, quit crying, move on. You know, they never want to address anything. I mean,
no.
It's like I think if we need what we need more of in this country is more sensitivity and more concern about how other people feel.
Fully agree. It is really striking to realize that people want to move on or put it behind them when this kind of an issue comes out, because many times they don't want to think in their hearts that they could possibly feel the same way, and yet I think many of them do. And that's the sad reality.
Well, you could be right. Rich, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Keep it going, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got 60 seconds. I'll go to John and Wheat Ridge. 60 seconds, John, go.
Oh, I was just going to say, I do think there is a double standard out there. I do think that, unfortunately, some racial groups perhaps have a little bit of a market to be able to pull rank on some of these slurs. I do think that if whites get called something, it's not usually as strong as if someone who is African-American or gay or Jewish gets called something. Was that 60 seconds?
Well... What could you call a white person that would be so injurious? I'm just kind of interested.
Well, and that's also part of it. I'm not sure that. I mean, I just watched a documentary called The N-Word, and it's really great. I recommend everyone to see it. It's a documentary on the history of that particular word. And the fact is there really isn't anything but as injurious to white America as that word is to black America.
Yeah, because I think what it amounts to is, with blacks calling other blacks and using the N-word, I think what it amounts to is it's okay for me to call my baby ugly, but if you call my baby ugly, then you and I are going to fight.
Sure, and I think they're trying to rehabilitate the word and claim it as their own. I don't think it's really successful by, you know, blacks using that term for other blacks. And like I said, I do think you should watch that documentary. It's called The N-Word.
I'll definitely check it out, man. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to Media Matters after the top of the hour. Back to policy wonk issues for those of you who just don't like these frivolous discussions of high-profile gossip and all that kind of stuff, you know?
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
I'm Steve Kathan. An accusation of hush money in the O.J. Simpson book and interview saga. It comes from Denise Brown, the sister of Simpson's slain wife, Nicole, who says Fox Parent News Corp tried to buy the family silence with millions from profits of the now-scrapped project. News Corp confirms profits were offered, but with no strings attached. On the CBS Early Show, Fred Goldman, whose son Ron was slain along with Nicole Simpson, said he was thankful public outcry brought the project down.
It was bad enough that the murderer did it, but then to turn around and have Reagan Books and Fox TV want to air it and cash in on it and glorify it was just way too disgusting for the American public to swallow.
One Hollywood publicist calls it a career ruiner. Michael Richards' racial outburst at a comedy club where he was heckled by two black men last Friday night. Richards, who hit it big on Kramer as Kramer on TV's Seinfeld, went on Late Night with David Letterman for damage control.
I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry.
Richards insists he's not a racist. A tribute to one of journalism's greats. Memorial service underway in New York City for 60 Minutes legend Ed Bradley, the Reverend James Forbes of Riverside Church.
We gather here to thank God for the life of one we learned to love.
Bradley died earlier this month at 65. With Iraq and Syria restoring diplomatic ties, there's new hope the Syrians will do something to help end the violence in Iraq. Middle East expert Robert Lowe.
They can claim Iraq is now a full partner whom they are assisting and cooperating with and helping to improve the country, which deflects U.S. criticism of Syria as being a destabilizing factor in Iraq and indeed in the region.
U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan said today the U.S. is trapped in Iraq and said he's urging Washington to consider a way to pull out. Syria has condemned the assassination of a prominent Lebanese politician who was an opponent of Syria. Pierre Jamail was shot and killed in a Beirut suburb, the fifth anti-Syrian figure in Lebanon to be killed the past 2 years.
This is a very sad day for Lebanon. We were shocked by this assassination. We view it as an act of terrorism.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns. Lots of kids like the Polly Pocket magnetic doll kits. There's been a recall now by Mattel because the magnets can come loose. At least three children have been hospitalized with serious injuries.
We're recalling about eight different models of the Polly Pocket magnetic playsets. They were sold from May 2003 through September of this year. So if you bought one during that time period, give it a look and make sure, if you have one, that you take it away from your child immediately.
Patty Davis with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Another milestone for Google. The company's stock topped $500 for the first time today on the NASDAQ. NASDAQ right now is trading lower, down 3 points, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off as well, down 5. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-95-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-95-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-95-GO-NOW. Call now.
Some more. Dory Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission has approved Xcel Energy's proposed electric rate increases for this winter. Commission allowing Xcel to up its rates by $107 million starting January 1st. The new rate's expected to increase the monthly bill for homes and businesses by nearly 8%. The average residential customer for your home is going to be more than $4 a month. The commission also approved Xcel's plan to start charging late-paying customers a 1% penalty. Supporters of Referendum 1A in Denver declaring victory. The Denver Election Commission is still counting ballots, but the initiative is ahead by more votes than the number of ballots remaining. Referendum 1A will pay for preschool for all Denver four-year-olds through sales tax revenue.
Denver is definitely on the cutting edge in terms of funding preschool for four-year-olds. We hope to be setting a great example for not only the rest of the state, but also across the nation.
They expect to begin funding students by next fall. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thanks, Corey. Well, both incidents we had on the highways out of the way now. Conditions loosening up a bit. Southbound 225 at the Tech Center. And westbound C-470 from Ken Carl to Quincy. Now, not a lot of relief for your drive out of Thornton North Glen along southbound lanes of the interstate or if you're aiming for downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 71, becoming sunny, even though it's cloudy outside. Come on, man, let's see some sunshine. All right, let's talk to Jameson Fosier, the managing director from Media Matters for America. That's MediaMatters.org. Our weekly look at what goes on in the media. And JMO, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, let me start out with my favorite topic here. And that is St. McCain, John McCain, who can do, apparently, and I keep harping on this because I'm wondering when it is that people are going to start to critically examine this man rather than just letting him slip away, that St. McCain can do no wrong no matter what he does. He can get away with it. And I think a good example of this is Chris Matthews' show, in which Matthews' guests admired McCain's leadership on the Iraq plan, but failed to note questions of feasibility and also of McCain's motives. During a segment focusing on Senator John McCain's presidential prospects on November 19th edition of the NBC syndicated The Chris Matthews Show, host Matthews and his panel discussed what Matthews called McCain's formula for getting back into the presidential race and suggested that a key component of McCain's future political success could involve his call for sending more troops to Iraq. During the discussion, U.S. News and World Report contributing editor and CBS News national political correspondent Gloria Borger asserted that McCain is a smart hawk who could sell the unpopular position of calling for a troop increase. You know, the guy can't do, and that's just the beginning of it. I mean, the guy can't do anything wrong.
He really can't. The media treatment that he's gotten in the last 2 weeks since election days is really incredible. You'd almost think that Republicans had a good election day. The way he's been covered, he's been on Meet the Press, he's been on ABC's This Week, he's getting a great deal of coverage on CNN and MSNBC, and it's completely uncritical. On CNN, Bill Schneider actually said after the election that the fact that Iraq was such a big issue in the midterm elections worked to McCain's advantage, despite the fact that the way in which Iraq was a big issue in the elections was that people don't like the war and disagree with John McCain's position on it, which is basically to stay there and, in fact, to send more troops, which is something that only 17% of Americans like. So even when McCain has a position that is wildly unpopular, the media spins it as good for him that that topic is getting a lot of attention. On this edition of Chris Matthews, we saw something that we've seen a lot of, where when they do mention that plan to send more troops, the media very rarely mentions that McCain's plan is actually highly implausible, if not impossible. He wants to send 20,000 more troops to Iraq, which would require adding 100,000 more people to the Army and to the Marines. And he thinks that the time frame in which we have to succeed in Iraq, as he describes it, is the next few months. Well, you just can't send that many more troops within the next few months because you can't add 100,000 new people to the Army and the Marines within a few months. And nobody addresses that in their news reports about this. That's something that some generals have said and military experts have said. John Abizaid says that it's unlikely to work. But that doesn't get mentioned in the news reports.
No, it doesn't at all. And nobody bothers. Nobody when they have him on these programs for questioning, very few people ever bother to ask him, well, okay, that sounds like a really good idea, but where are we going to get the 20,000 people? I mean, basically, I mean, the way I see it is what he's positioning himself as being able to say is, well, I've been talking about this for 2 to 3 years, nobody listened to me, and had I been in charge, I wouldn't have screwed it up. I mean, that's basically the argument he's setting up, while what he's proposing now is not feasible.
Right. You can kind of see this playing out as, his plan isn't going to happen because it is not plausible. It's not feasible to do it. So the way you can see this playing out is like 6 months down the road when McCain's plan didn't happen and things are still a mess in Iraq, the media will be saying that, well, if we'd done what John McCain wanted to do, which we couldn't do because it was impossible, things would have gone so much better.
Yeah, that's essentially right. 9-11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jameson Fogeram from Media Matters for America. Okay, here's another one. Ever since Nancy Pelosi has ascended to, or will be the Speaker of the House, she's a Speaker-elect Pelosi, and ever since last Tuesday, the media cannot, I don't know if you want to term this as being sexism or if you want to term it as being stereotypes or whatever, but they're always discussing her Armani suits. They're always talking about whether being a female will affect her ability to lead, whether her personal feelings will get in the way, and then finally, the other thing is that Steny Hoyer versus Jack Murtha, Hoyer won by a larger majority, I mean, won by a pretty lopsided vote, and Trent Lott just squeaked by a vote. And it was as if there was this huge struggle on the Democratic side and nothing went on the Republican side and everything was just fine.
That's exactly right. Those are two good points, Jay. To take the Pelosi part first, talking about her suits is one thing, and it's kind of a shallow coverage of her, but it's really extraordinary to see some of the comments that have been made that explicitly question whether or not a woman can do this job. On MSNBC over the weekend, anchor Katessa Brewer wondered if Nancy Pelosi's personal feelings were getting in the way of effective leadership, and she suggested that that problem wouldn't surface in men-run leadership posts, because perhaps men were more capable of putting aside personality clashes and personal feelings. That's pretty offensive, and that's an MSNBC anchor. That isn't some wingnut guest. That's not David Bossie or Pat Robertson. That is an MSNBC anchor suggesting basically that a woman is too emotionally unstable to be speaker. That's absolutely offensive and you know, people should contact MSNBC about that. On the caucus elections, that's actually a really good point, that, the Republicans have had leadership fights, as the media tends to describe it, when it's going on the Democratic side, or elections for leaders, both in the House and in the Senate, and yet it's the Democrats who have been portrayed as being in disarray and with deep divisions within the caucus. The Senate Republicans picked basically an open racist to be their Senate whip by one vote. That's a pretty deep division and a pretty controversial decision, and yet it wasn't really portrayed that way. In fact, when anybody talked about Trent Lott's past, the media tended to kind of gloss it over as, well, he's been through some unpleasantness and some he overcame a difficult situation a few years ago. Nobody says, you know, that the issue with this guy is that he's made some comments in favor of a segregationist and that he spoke to racist groups like the Council of Conservative Citizens.
Yeah, the issue is the guy's a racist. That's
right.
What the issue is.
Right, and the news reports about his ascension to whip don't really make that clear. Don't even really hint at it. So it is odd to see just 2 weeks after Democrats won a pretty resounding victory, the media is still going with their same old storylines about the Democrats being in disarray and not talking about Republicans in that way.
Yeah, it's just weird how the history of a lot of these people just gets erased, and that shows you that there's hope for George Allen, that George Allen will rehabilitate himself in the future, because 5 years down the road, the media will just totally and completely have forgotten about the Macaca incident, or they won't just will gloss over it and not bring up the other things that, you know, that he had done.
Yeah, they'll just refer to it as, you know, the unpleasantness, as though it were time he used the wrong fork at dinner.
Right, exactly. All right, I got one more for you. I hear this going on a lot, and it goes on not only a lot on the broadcast media, but it also goes on a lot in the print media. This whole idea that really, in the 2006 elections, really Democrats didn't really win the elections. Who really won the elections were a bunch of these blue dog, newly elected, quote-unquote, conservative Democrats. When if you sit and look at the positions that these folks took, it was well within the mainstream of the American public, but very, very much to the left of the GOP.
Yeah, this is a storyline that we saw coming before Election Day. There were some news reports kind of telegraphing it. About a week before Election Day, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal in which they argued that if Democrats won, it would be on the backs of conservative Democrats, and it would be a result of them sort of abandoning traditional Democratic positions. So we started looking at the candidates in the closely contested races to see if that was true, and it just isn't. And so immediately after Election Day, we did a quick survey of the House House pickups, and we found that of the 29, I think was the number at the time, and that may have gone up to 30, but of the 29 Democrats who won Republican seats, like 24 of them are pro-choice. They all support a change in policy in Iraq. They all support stem cell research. It just isn't the case that what the media says about this being a bunch of conservatives or people who ran as Republicans winning. That didn't happen, and a pretty good indication that it isn't true is the fact that whenever you see a news report about this, they always mention Heath Shuler. Well, if there's only one person that they can mention as an example, that's a pretty good indication that that's not any kind of trend.
All right, well, one last thing. You've noticed that Fox News and the Fox in general, their numbers are sliding.
They seem to be, yes.
Yeah, what do you think's behind that?
Well, I think it's a terrible channel that people shouldn't watch.
Well, yeah, I agree, but I mean, why all of a sudden now are they running into all this trouble?
I think, you know, you can only lie to people for so long before some of them start to catch on, and you can only yell at people for so long before some of them start to get sick of it, and you can only treat them like, you know, like they're sheep that you can just completely lead to false conclusions so long before some of them start to get sick of it. I think their shtick's kind of wearing a little bit thin.
Well, let's hope it continues to do so. J-Mo, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. We urge everybody to check out MediaMatters.org and get on the daily bulletin list so you can keep track of all this stuff and contribute, because it's a very worthwhile organization, and I contribute monthly. Thank you, J-Mo. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Okay. All right, there's Jameson Fosier. It's 9:18, 18 minutes after.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, through the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you,
Bob Dylan.
People call.
22 minutes after 9. Sunny today, high of 71. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 for Press and Talk. You know that the musical about Bob Dylan that was playing on Broadway closed after 3 weeks.
Laugh about.
What do you mean, what? What, John? What are you asking me? Why? I guess it wasn't any good. Nobody went. I don't know what kind of reviews it got. I just noticed it in the newspaper the other day that it had closed.
Now you don't seem so proud.
Too bad. All right, 303-713-7600. It's open phones, one line open here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Maria in Arvada. Maria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Hi. I just wanted to call and let you know to relax.
I'm trying.
This morning, and I know it's rough, but I completely agree with you. After we won in the elections, I was so friggin' sick of politics that I actually took a break and stopped listening to your station, which I'm sure your managers do not want to hear. And I appreciate that you are trying to talk about other subjects, because I feel as though continually complaining about Bush is like complaining about your spouse. It doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That and all the fault lies with them, and all the anger is directed at them. And I mean, I think any rational thinking human being, I even believe that this goes for moderates. I think it goes for moderate Republicans, certainly, and independents. And I think even some conservative Republicans, too. I think they're all coming to the realization, I think they're beginning to realize, that the administration has made a lot of mistakes. Question is, what are we going to do about it now? This is the big thing. How are we going to move forward now, and how are we going to fix this? I think right now we have like a holiday reprieve, more or less, because the new Congress hasn't been sworn in. But I think once they are, I think they're on a, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think they're on a collision course with the White House. But we have got to get the leadership somehow to understand that people in this country definitely want a change of course, and if they hadn't wanted to change of course, they wouldn't vote the way they would have. But to sit every single day and pore over every nuance and everything and look at everything, and I mean, it just gets to be too much. And there was a guy yesterday who called who was, he and I were going back and forth about radio, about broadcasting. Now, I'm not going to tell you I know everything in the world. I've never gotten on the air and claimed I knew everything in the world. But I've worked in this like a long time. And I wanted only to recommend a book to him. And he came across to me like I was going to give him some piece of propaganda.
Subversive material.
Like, oh, well, it's probably, corporations probably paid for it. And I thought, man, okay, you know, listen. That's it. And I just dropped it. I just stopped. And it's just that whole attitude of, like, you don't adhere, you don't toe the line. You know, you're not correct enough. You're not, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. You know, the only way I know how to describe it to you, is maybe is forward my email to you on occasion and let you read it. And it's like you can't get on the air and disagree with some folks about anything. And the first thing they do is they start challenging your credentials. Like, you must not be liberal enough. Or this is totally elitist attitude, and I'm tired of it.
I totally don't agree, and I think you should be tired of it. I really don't think that your viewers want to hear all this negative information all the time. I mean, obviously it was needed. There will be future reports to be made because Bush is an idiot, and he will screw up repeatedly, and so will his administration. There'll be plenty of talking points to be made about that subject, but I don't think it needs to be that way all the time. And it's honestly, it's tiring, I think, to your viewers. So if your viewership changes, more power to you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And if you don't like it, then change it, Jay.
God bless you. I love you, Maria.
Love you, too.
All right. We'll talk
to you. Have a good
day. You, too.
Bye.
Let's go to Sean in Denver. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to go back to the Michael Richards issue.
Sure. Go ahead.
The first thing that I want to say is I sort of want to address some of the things that some of your earlier callers have talked about, and that is the use of the N-word amongst young blacks. It just disturbs me to no end when I hear that, basically because I don't think that they really understand the historical context of the word and how injurious that word used to be. In addition to that, because so much of the music now includes the use of the N-word, I mean, you can pull up anywhere in the suburbs and some, you know, a car full of white kids and a brand new SUV will be listening to the music, and they don't understand, you know, how injurious that word can be to people who are older, and so, you know, it becomes, they liberalize the term. Having said that, Michael Richards is way old enough to know what that word means, and what he did was what most people do who want to just go for the jugular. He used the Trump card.
Yep.
N-word is the Trump card.
Yep.
There is nothing that you can say to a white man born in America that is injurious just by virtue of them being white. You have to throw something else in there, like you're ugly or you're overweight or you're something, but not just by virtue of skin color. Is that going to be as significant to a white male? And one other thing I wanted to say about, like, the term that a couple of the callers used. They used the word cracker. You know, well, what if Chris Rock had used the word cracker? Well, first of all, cracker derives from a term that came from the South when white men used to beat black people over the heads with, you know, sticks. They were called crackers. So even that term is not really derogatory to a white male. It just doesn't have the same effect. And then I'm just going to say one last thing just to sort of put it into context. I have a book, and the book is by Randall Kennedy, and it's the N-word is the name of the book. I mean, the real word. And it talks about the word from a historical context. And there are some people who are who are academicians who have been trying to say over the years that they should take the power out of the word and not let the word be as, you know, as painful as it has been in the past. Well, many years ago on Saturday Night Live, and this was also in the book, and I remember seeing this, there was a skit between Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor. And Richard Pryor was applying for a job, and they started out doing word association. So it sort of went something like this, black, white. And then Richard Pryor said cracker, and Chevy Chase said spear chucker. And then Richard Pryor said honky, and then Chevy Chase used the N-word. And Richard Pryor looked at him and said dead honky, because the Trump word was the N-word. There's nothing worse.
Yeah. Listen, I totally get that. One thing I wonder though about is young people's use, and particularly young African Americans' use of the N word in music, and in dialogue, or in talking to each other. Could it be a form of rebellion?
Well, I think it is, and like I said, there has been, and even amongst people like Cornell West and some of the other, you know, Ivy League scholars, will say that if you take the power out of the word, it doesn't mean anything. There again, it's still sort of like, I can talk about my mother, but you can't.
Right. I can talk about how ugly my baby is, but if you do, we're going to fight.
Right. So it's the same kind of thing. Now, I'm not agreeing with it. I think it's a horrible word. I've never been able to. I don't use it. You know, I'm black. I just cannot deal with the word.
But I wonder if it's just a form of rebellion on the part of youth who use it because it is rebellious and because they know that socially it's not acceptable. The same way that, for instance, and this may be a really lame analogy, but it's the only one I can come up with at the time. If you go look at punk music, there's certain lyrics in there in which they are using the F word, and they're also singing about other stuff, or the bands have, you know, shocking or rebellious names, and it's used as a form of rejection and rebellion.
I think there's probably some validity to that, but I also think they just don't get it. They have not had to live during a period in history where they were not afforded certain rights by virtue of their color. You know, they now, you know, the way that they behave, they never would have been able to do that, you know, 50 years ago. So I think that you're right. There is some rebellion in that. I can do and say what I want.
Yeah, it's like they'll do it because they know that, and I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but they know that if your generation, you'll get upset, and that it's like sticking their finger in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Because white youth do it too; they just do it in a totally different way. And we did it when we were teenagers. We just did it in a totally different way, but we were doing it.
Right.
And our parents were horrified by it.
Right.
And they would say to us, "Well, you don't get it." And we'd say, "No, moms, pops, you don't get it." Right.
Right.
Okay, Sean, thanks. Call me again.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. And I can't think of any examples. I guess if you lived in England, I guess the Sex Pistols singing about God Save the Queen was considered to be really... I mean, BBC wouldn't play that music because of the lyrics, and it was considered to be blasphemous. So... Would that be an example of that? I think that'd be an example of that. Or here, certain rock and roll songs that were done during the 60s could not get airplay because of the content of the songs. And I'm thinking about one in particular, this Steppenwolf song, which is very long. All right, it's 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Unfortunately, we have fresh activity eastbound I-70 at Quebec. Had a dump truck versus an SUV there. So get ready for that braking to kick in at the I-25 I-70 interchange. Other than that, not bad. You will see some orange cones and backups at I-25 in Arapahoe as that day work gets underway. Best to just avoid that area if you can. In the Boulder area, watch out at Cherryvale and South Boulder Road. It's going to be closed for a bit while cattle are moved through that area. Weather today...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Call it crooked, call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call That's It now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call Debt Set now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, here's a little bit of this rebellious music. And by the way, the Associated Press is reporting that director Robert Altman is dead. That's pretty heavy. Moron. Now the British just flipped out over this. I mean, the BBC refused to play it.
They probably didn't like Anarchy in the UK very much either, did they?
No, but I love Anarchy in the UK. All right, it's 9:38, 38 minutes past 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi. Hey,
great show.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, this St. McCain thing is a great topic. The one that everybody leaves out, including my Republican friends, is that his bait and switch. Didn't he come out against the torture bill, the military courts or whatever it was bill, and yet there was no changes in it. They said that they compromised, and yet the president got exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then he also, the president also issued a signing statement, which indicated that he was going to ignore the bill anyway. But you're right, John McCain got nothing out of that, but it looked good in front of the public. And, of course, the media being treating him as St. McCain, they just never bothered to ask him anything about it.
We just keep having to reminding people. I mean, people keep telling me, well, McCain's looking good for president. Are you kidding me? You know, look
well,
what he did to our Constitution.
He just hired a close advisor from Jerry Falwell's Liberty Baptist College in Lynchburg, Virginia.
There we go again, huh?
To be on part of his campaign.
And one more thing on the same subject is that Ken Salazar voted yes to it, I believe, without reading it. So unless, you know, the new Congress changes something and takes that law back, and he should be at the forefront of it to change that opinion.
Chris Dodd, among others, is going to try to get it changed.
But Ken Salazar, the only way to redeem himself in my eyes is by fighting at the front lines against that. I mean, it's obvious that he didn't read it. If you look at his website and listen to his comments about it, you know, he didn't read it.
Yeah, I'm like,
there's no other reason unless he was bought off. I mean, that's all I can think of. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it shreds our Constitution.
I'd like to ask him about it. I mean, one of these days I'll get a chance.
Well, I've emailed him, and then they just sent me the form letter that matches exactly what his comments were, that it's not a good bill, it's not a great bill, but it will help protect us all. No,
yeah.
It doesn't protect me. It doesn't protect me at all. I could disappear tomorrow. I could disappear from talking to you on the phone, as far as I could tell.
I agree. But, you know, if I ever get him on the air, and he's said that he will agree to come on, that I'll ask him. I'll ask him why he did it.
Because unless he changes his opinion and goes after that particular bill and reduces it, I'm going to do everything I can to get him out of office. I mean, I just can't believe it.
Oh, we're waiting to hear. We've contacted him. We're waiting to hear. I'll give him until after the first of the year.
I mean, he's done some good things, but he's sided with the Republicans way too many times, and this one thing is just it's one too many. I mean, this shreds the Constitution. This law is ridiculous.
Well,
anybody that's actually read it, instead of the little synopsis that the news gives us, realizes that there's multiple things that are terribly wrong in there.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, if it can withstand a court challenge. Stuart, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Keep it up.
Okay, you got it.
Bye.
A couple of lines open here at AM 760, 303-713-7600. Here's an instant message from AM760.net. Young African-Americans using the N-word is analogous to young gays and lesbians adopting queer as an act of rebellion. Here's Michael in Seattle. Michael, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. So many comments. I'm driving through and I picked up your radio station. You're rebelling against the society.
Yeah, do me a favor and don't use the word unless you have to.
It goes to the context of what the original discussion was, and it related to Richards and what he did and why he did it and things of that nature. You have two societies in this country. You have the fantasy world where you make more than $30,000 a year, and you can pay your bills, and you go on vacation once a year maybe. And you have nice Thanksgiving Day dinners and things. And then you have the other world that you never hear about or know nothing about, which is where you have to come home on a Friday night and you have to decide with your wife over half an hour at the table whether you're going to pay the gas bill or the electric bill.
Well, I've been in both worlds numerous times.
Yeah, well, if you're in the other world long enough, you denigrate down into a system where you just don't care anymore. And that's the part world, that's the world that white society, in essence, rejects and won't publicize. Books related, there were in the early days, there were some very, very good
yeah,
books.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Not all, you can't make the comment, though, that all whites make $130,000 a year because they don't.
Well, in the first place, it's not $130,000 a year. And in the second place, you don't understand the word white. White does not denigrate color. White denigrates a culture. And you can be black and be white, okay? That's where you're missing.
Well, I'd only focus it on the fact that you had started out the conversation by using economic figures, but go ahead.
Let's discuss three things. First off, I want to correct a minor thing, a very minor thing. The woman who called in discussing the Chevy Chase Prior bit, she related it as if Prior was doing the lead. It's very important that you understand it wasn't Prior with the lead. It was Chase with the lead. He said beer chucker.
And you know what? You know, that's it. You're off, man. I asked you twice not to do that, and you did it anyway. So take your, take your rear end to Seattle, okay? And maybe that's acceptable there. But if the host what is it about today? Okay, rule number one, pal. If the host of a talk show says, do not do something, and you turn around and you do it again, then guess what? You're going to go to the phone zone, and you just went there. And you know what else? I hope you get yourself a frickin' flat tire on the way back to Seattle, because you deserve one. Let's go to Matt in Inglewood. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
This is a pleasure to speak to you, man. I listen to you a lot.
Nice to have you on.
Well, listen, I just wanted to say, first of all, yeah, it's totally, you know, that one caller was saying it's not relevant. Why are you talking about it? It is relevant. Michael Richards is, in my opinion, insignificant. He's just a comedian. He says things he doesn't mean all the time. He's trying to be funny. And that leads me to my first point. There's only one rule in comedy, and that's be funny. He broke that rule. Number two, you asked a question. That caller was talking about the Trump card. She was really right on. I thought that was super valid. But I did want to mention something that black people, as a stereotypical word that I don't put much into, it's a word in common usage that's been flip-flopped, and that's white boy. You'll hear blacks use this word commonly without any criticism, and it's accepted. And I think we all know that boy is, in historical terms, boy was a word that slave owners would refer to blacks in a disrespectful manner. They would call them boys. So that just alludes to the fact that I do think there is a double standard. It may not be as vicious as what you use as the N-word, you refer to as the N-word. It may not be as vicious, and like that caller said, it may trump all. But it is unfair. It is disrespectful.
Well, I work with a black host, though, who
calls people white boys. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, got busted for it, got into trouble for it.
Well, it's just disrespectful, and it's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's what he was told. He was told, like, okay, we don't, you know, it's disrespectful. You wouldn't, you know, that's not the kind of, it's the kind of thing that you don't do, and we don't want it. And there's a better way to wage your argument than to go down that road. And you know, basically the host got chewed out.
They were reprimanded, and I think that would be appropriate in that manner. You know, because respect is key. Respect is in our society we value it, and I think it's important to be respectful. And you know, obviously Mike Richards, he messed up. He was being disrespectful. Two, he wasn't funny. So that's why we're hearing about it. Oh, and the other reason we're hearing about it is the fact that Mike Richards, he used to be up on top. He was a hot actor, probably got in everywhere for free, got copped, blah, blah, blah. And he's fallen now. He's not working as much as he
used to. But you know something? Don't you think we should hear about it regardless of any time it involves a public figure, whether it's a comedian, actor, anybody who... Because if you start to sit there and you start to turn away from that stuff, then what you end up doing is you end up slowly but surely socially condoning it as being
right,
okay.
Right.
And it's not okay.
No. And that's my position, too, is that... See, the point is, Mike Richards, he's just a... He's nobody. But the positive thing is... It brings it to our attention, and then we have this intelligent discussion where we can analyze the status quo and hopefully learn something and hopefully come to a better place where it's mutual respect and a breakdown of negative stereotypes, and like what we're doing right now. And that's what I think. That's why I think we should be talking about it. That's why I think it's great we're talking about it.
Good points. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Jay, wait. Can I give a little shout-out to I'm calling for my business. They let me wait on the line. I just want to give a shout-out to my bros at C-Tech Tool and Mold in Inglewood. I want to say hi to Tom, Swanee, Dennis, Clay. And Jill. Thank you so much, Jay. Have a beautiful day.
Hey, man, we love all of you at SeaTac. We appreciate it.
Peace.
All right, take care. All right, great call. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan with a look at traffic.
Jay, right now we've got a little slowing eastbound I-70 as you approach Quebec, an accident with a dump truck there. Once you get past that, though, it's a decent drive as you make your way over to 225, maybe heading out to Peña Boulevard, DIA. I-25 showing good speeds across downtown through the bridges in and out of the tech center. Not going to have any trouble on 225 across Aurora. Boulder Turnpike in pretty good shape, but as Gina mentioned, just off the turnpike at Cherryvale and South Boulder Road, they're going to shut down that intersection to move some cattle through there, just kind of a reminder of where we live. As far as weather goes, partly cloudy, high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 38. And then tomorrow, another nice day, a little cooler, partly sunny with a high right around 70. Right now it is 54 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't miss the Office Depot pre-Thanksgiving sale. You'll find low prices on computers, digital cameras, MP3 players.
eBay is proud to sponsor unofficial, official National Sleep-In Day. The day after Thanksgiving, with more gifts than you could ever imagine. From video games to cowboy boots, you'll find the perfect present for everyone on your list. Without getting up at 4 a.m. to find it. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
Call them at 303-922-8018. Concepts in Accounting in Lakewood wishes everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
9:50. It's 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto is the place to go to get that unique holiday gift that you can't exactly stuff underneath the tree. Rocky's with over 650 wide, diverse, clean late model vehicles for you to check out. And their matching down incentive is going on right now, which also helps you along. And along with that, you can also do some shopping on the Internet. Go to RockiesAutos.com, pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. That's at RockiesAutos.com. And you can also look at the inventory as well. They make it that easy. Or go out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky, and the rest of the gang that works out there. They're out there to help you out. That's exactly what it's all about. They're passionate about the vehicles they sell, and they're passionate about treating you right. It's one of the reasons why Mary and I have bought time and time again from Rockies, and why we have our friends buy from Rockies as well. So whether you check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or you go out there in person to see it, you can get an awful good deal at Rockies, and the choice is just huge. That's what makes them Colorado's volume number one dealer, time in and time again. And also, don't forget, Extreme Monster Truck Nationals, sponsored by Rockies Autos, is coming up December 1st through the 3rd at the National Western Event Center. Tickets are available at King Supers and ticketswest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. That's Rockies Autos. Get out there and see them, 63rd and Federal.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Act of rebellion here on the radio.
I am an antichrist.
I'd like to dedicate this to James Dobson. 9:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 71. Sunny skies. See, this song was considered very rebellious in its time. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And let's get back to the phones here. And we go to Sean in Clemens, North Carolina. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. The whole Michael Richards thing, I don't think would have been blown out of proportion if it was a part of his act and it was a conclusion and a punchline to it, like what another comedian said.
Yeah.
What he did was an outburst. It was rage. It wasn't a part of an act. It just came out of nowhere. And if I understand correctly, what happens at the club he was in is if your act is bad, you get heckled. If your act's good, they love you, they clap for you. Apparently, his was bad, and he couldn't take it, and he lashed out. And that's where I can't say, okay, it's okay, he's forgiven. He lashed out. And what he said as rage, not a part of an act that was, hey, let's all laugh about it. He said what he said to be spiteful and mean.
But even if you did say it in rage, even if he said it to be spiteful and mean, even if he harbors those feelings and he has them, is there any way, shape, or form that somebody can redeem themselves in your eyes?
Is he going into rehab today?
Well, that I don't know. You know, he could always claim he's a Republican and go into rehab, but I don't know. I don't know if he is.
That's like somebody that I know that I would know laughing and talking with me and then going to a Klan rally the next day. I mean, that night. Is it redeemable? He said if it wasn't in a rage, I mean, if it was anything other than rage, part of an act, or he's drunk, okay, I'll give him that, or he's stoned. But he wasn't. He was completely lucid, doing his act. He bombed. He lashed out at some people that were heckling him. And there's no other reason for what he said. There's no excuse for what he said or did.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What would he have to do, in your eyes, to redeem himself?
I have no clue. It'll take a lot of time. I mean, I've listened to what he said or I saw what he said online at least 3 times. And each time I hear it, it just makes me madder. I mean, what was it, turn you upside down and stick a fork in your foot? Come on. That was just...
No question. What you're saying is absolutely true. There's absolutely no question of what you're saying is true. And what he said is definitely out of bounds, wrong. But don't you have to in some... Let me ask you something critical here. Don't you have to, in some degree, believe in the redemption of everybody or the chance of somebody, of everybody to redeem themselves? Because if you don't, then there's no hope.
Yeah, but let me give it another answer. Had this not been put out on the Internet about what he actually said and did, would he be apologizing for it? I don't know. I don't think he would, because from what I understand... He came back the next night or was allowed to come back, and he never mentioned anything about an apology. And the apology didn't come out until, what, Monday? And this happened on Friday? And you've had 3 days in between, and once it hit the airwaves on Sunday and Monday, you decide, well, I need to apologize? I don't know. It's going to take some time. I don't believe he was sympathetic with his apology. I saw him on David Letterman, and it just, to me, wasn't sympathetic.
Well, he seemed pretty shook up to me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, losing money, it would shake me up, too. Having people think I'm something that I don't want them to think that I am, that would shake me up, too.
My God, Sean, you're more cynical than I am, and I thought I was the most cynical person in the world.
Again, if something was happening there, like, again, part of his act, he was drunk on drugs, I could say, okay, fine, I can give you a pass. But he was completely sober. He was completely lucid. He lashed out and said whatever came out.
All right, I want you to do this. I want you to think about it. I'm doing open phones tomorrow, because tomorrow's like my Friday, which we usually do open phones. I'm doing open phones tomorrow. If you get a chance to call back in and get back in on this, I want you to call me back after thinking about it overnight and ask me, at what point do you grant somebody redemption? Okay, think about it at least. Will you please?
Okay, it'll take 5 years. Okay.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
And I'm not defending him. I think what he did is wrong. Definitely wrong. Definitely wrong. All right, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That's if I still have a job.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-700-2474. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time.